The Voice of God in These Last Days. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Sunday morning, January the 20th, 1963, at the Apostolic Church in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Be mauton do azan gudogudo ton eloleme. When elawe novisun William Marion Branham jila do akuno zangbe zanzan. Alonso si azan ko gogbe do hwe kanwe ko do a fotono kwene ken kane konu ko antome do apostoliki gume do Phoenix Arizona do America tome.
Certainly a privilege to be back amongst these Spanish people again this morning, and I wonder if Jim's getting this he is getting the recording. I've still got the record that the little Spanish choir made when I was here before with Brother Garcia. And I forget that little song they used to sing me, but oh, how I like that.
Yonandewe enyi dandan, ndo inalele kowa Espanyi nu elo leme zanzandi. Bo unka utunu Jim do elo iwe ya. Oh, edo yido kanji yo iwe. Unkodo nwe hanjigbe Espanyi vile ton yiro kanji wenwe unwa fidai. Kodo novisunu Garcia kowe yodowe. Bo unko won hankle wene e yedonjinu mi wewe da ye amon oh eni yon kanon vivinu ime ya.
And those children now are all grown, married. I hear from them now and then. I walked in this morning and seen little Joseph. Now, he really done something to me, and I was certainly happy to see him.
Bo vi eni yon le ko sudin, boko dasi, lo boko ya sohwe. On se yin kwa yitan do kodoko. Bo, on di zon limbyo ho men zanzandin. Bo mon, vik pevi Joseph. Bo, di yon eblonde nou minde su. Bo, ho men ho min trala nou, mon e, un mon miye.
Now, I got one word I can say in Spanish. Would you like to hear it? Hallelujah.
Bo, di yon, un tun hokbede do Espanyin gbeme bo un si hudo. Min ka jilobo nan se ya. Hallelujah.
I'll never forget the word of trying to get a deaf woman to hear me one time. Now, I may say this all wrong, you see, but the best I remember was, oh yeah. Is that right? Hear me. Hear.
Right.
Oh yeah. And then never forget, Gloria a Dios. Just wonderful.
When I Gando wa onde bonu nyono toku na nindo to mi hwedenu dion on si hudo elogbo bi mi mo luo le on si hufligbon bi ewenyi oye e ka sogbea do to mi do to oye bo eni on guduo won elokun a gloria a dios eyon trala.
Oh, I've had the opportunity to be down in the capital Mexico City, speak with them down there. I've happy I was.
Oh, montembo yi todo gesi o medon, Mexico toho, lobodo ho haye do don, home humime.
And I was in Finland after I was here, and always remind me, speaking to a little Finnish woman, they taken me up to what they call a Bethany. Every nation has its own idea. Are you getting a rebound? I'm too close to that. Can you hear all right? That's it.
Bo da yo uno. Wa yi filan di to men we nwe unwa fi gudwe. Bo enozon ba unon flin kwe undonu nyonu pevi filan di nunde tekbe. Yik pla mi kwe nwe yonon yilodo betanin dekon. Akota do kodo kodo li lian ton tutun. Undo, mido ye fluse ewe ya. Unkako sekbo eni yondin we ya. Mido nusewe ganji ya. Ene.
This little woman, she was a lovely little person, but she was like me. She liked to talk a whole lot. And the interpreter, she talked real fast, and the interpreter couldn't say it fast enough to what she wanted to say it. And she'd stand in her face and get red. She said, I've got it in for them gods that bad me.
You know, Pevi, hello. Men, Pevi, dagbe, dagbe, de, weda, yi. Luo, ekati, nyendom. Hodi, da, no, vivin, in, desu. Bo, gbese, to. Eno, ya, de, ti, ting, be. Bo, bo gbeze te o non si fuk pe u, bo no ya u do. Ganti le, eye jilo bo nan dogmo e ya. Bo, e non si te bo no kun tomen bi, non mi ya he. Bo, e do, Babylonum.
But you know, I've noticed that all the birds all sing in English. Dogs bark in English. Babies cry in English. I wonder what's the matter with us anyhow. But each one of us think that our language will be the millennium language, of course. But we who have received the Holy Ghost, that is true. Because we have a heavenly language.
Amon, mikatwa. Mwado kenjido, hey, heavy la bino jihando glancing bebe. Avuleno ndo glancing bebe. Eleno yavido glancing bebe. Unsotu nwe do miwawe ta unwa. Luo doko dopo mitono mfedo do, be. Be mitono na yi milenio mo sing besi. Mwwe. Amon, mi me eko mo, yesi se onyi leo. Nungwwe. Do, mi do, be sakwe tonde.
We have Brother Roll here with us this morning, a diplomat from Washington. I believe he served under 5 or 6 presidents, 7 presidents. And you know how I feel standing on his platform to speak with a man like that sitting behind me.
No, we soon roll. Do you have me, do fees and something? To the water, they were both in Washington. Only though, Echo was a do. To gun a ton, a low aizen, to gun ten way glow. Bo, make a ton lay, uno money de me bon. Do te, do hold up a logi, do hold away, podo nya, moncot on the podo, I did not go to tea.
But his testimony always was such an outstanding one to me, and especially when he, I believe he was Lutheran, if I'm not mistaken, he was Catholic or Lutheran.
Amon, kunu de ton yi nun de bo vejra numi tegbe, bo do tadio, wenwe, eh, undido, lui te lien we, enye da yi, nu man flan de ya. Allô, catholique amen. Allô, l'huitelien. L'huitelien.
And he said he something about crawling under a tent in a Pentecostal meeting. And he got up, finally he made his way to the altar. And when he did, the Lord came down upon him and blessed him so much that I think he can speak in about 7 different languages. And said he tried one, it didn't work. They tried another, it didn't work. I suppose he can speak Spanish same as you all can.
Bo edo jile emi. Nunde webo kan si sagbon kome do gohode glo do play Pentecostis let on demen. Bo e fonsite nando fo e ba lidemo. Bo yi fo sakpe yokon. Bo wenwe e blomo eyo akunon jete wajiton. Bo ne nyonan so mombo. Undido e segbe vovo tenwe mo. Bo nando. Bo do emido do pokon ejedia emido devokon ejedia bo unlindo ese espagne gbedi mime bi do un pepepe bonondo.
So he tried all of them and they wouldn't work, and see, you know what, God was so good, he come down and gave him a language he never tried before, said it works. That's right. I think that's the way it'll be on the other side.
Edo ye bi kon bo ejedia. Bo, mi mwa, mi katon weje ya, ma unyon somo, e jete wa ne, be, e ko do kon, kon ande, e do, e jadi lo, e nyan so be, undi do mwon we, e na yin do, akpa di yo kwe bon ne.
Many memories I hold in my heart of the little church up, I believe it, I forget where it's at, it's over here somewhere, close to Tano Street. And I remember that. I can think of the word Taro Street, where the Spanish Apostolic Church used to be.
Unhen agung peviero don sin flinu gege do aiteme. Undido e, oh, unwon fie, edeyo. Edo malimali do fi, do fide, bo sepo tontoli. Bo, unon flin eneyo. Unsi hu linu do tontoli sin hogweyo wu. Fie Espagne nous laisse apostolic gonde daye.
I was saying to the pastor, this would be a grand place to have a revival. Plenty of room, new church, fine people. So I think it would be in line for a revival someday. You pray to them. Come in and have a revival. Now, I hope it's just a repeat of that we had over at the other church.
Undo di donu nu konto we daye, doji, fi dagwe dagwe, dewe. Fie lo nanyi nun fi fon site de ten gegede agun yoyo men dagbe dagbe le Ondido enanyi numbo khuyali num fifonsi tede beropo mi khodedo eniyontame. Mi wadon bodo fifonsi tede diyon ondido nwe mikowa do agundiyo me do finiyon nale wawe milede kpon.
I remember standing in the yard leaning over the fence up and down the streets trying to leave there of a night time. It was sure was a thrill that I've never forgotten.
On friend unontero kokwota boganje dodido deu robo gbon aliho aliho bojro nango sinfinendo santenti bo ndewe boho ayizre town bo unsi unpon.
And I've got a record of the little ladies, the misses and the brethren who sang and made a record, and they would try to sing only believe and they didn't get it out just right, you know. They'd say instead of only believe, they bring out yoni believe, see.
Bo undo nu nue nyonu da ho pa vile dio vile podo sunu vile kwanji bo eblo yido kanjide na yo bo yiron tenkon bonando ji ve kodi nu pon bo yenon ji bo enon sogbe le edonanyi gbon ea mimo yenondo nue donanyi only believer yenondo nyonli believe mimo.
And I remember Rebecca, my daughter Sarah, and yet they say, daddy, sing, play that little record of the little, instead of saying Spanish, they couldn't speak it word, said Spanish girls. Little Spanish girls singing yonli believe
bo on friend of Rebecca piche nyonu Sarah ekado moncho yenondo da ji ho yiro kanji kleun meneleton nwe donando espanyon yenon kwa ubonondo hokwi enyon bogba onondo esipi nyanyonu vile esipi nyanyonu vie non ji vekodi nu ponle.
Well, I remember they followed the meeting. The revival is on them, and they followed the meeting all the way to the west coast.
Eyan onfindo yeno fedo kpleyo pifonsi teyo podo nukon yiwe wenenu bo yeno fedo kpleyo gbon aliyo biho kaka ije gbadagweji huta.
And a little thing anchored in my heart when we left California, Brother Moore and I and Brother Brown, way up at the Capitol, and when I went down through that building that night, those kids standing there singing that, he careth for you. You've heard it. Through sunshines or shadows, he careth for you.
Bo, non pavide hen aite le gando tonu non hen toji wong bon venue mi go sin Californie non visunu mo po nyenpo po do non visunu branu po do alie kwe sing basa oji bo venue undo te jewe bo gbon ho eniyan me do zan eniyan me yon yo pavu enele do te bo do hanji wedo enon pe nukun uwe mi ko se pon do keze abi zan me yon enon pe nukun uwe.
Many times in foreign nations upon the battlefields of the world strife trying to bring the message of Christ, I'd remember those girls and boys singing that song to me, he careth for you. Through sunshines or shadows, he still careth for you. So that's been a great inspiration to help.
Azungege do akota devoleme do gbeosini didon si ahwangbenule bodo gandowe bo nando hen when Christoston yeo onan flinyonu vile podo sunrin vile po si han ene yenon jinu miyon enon penukun uwe do keze abi zameon enon penukun uwe tegbe mun enion yin ayimelilin da hode alodode.
Meeting your fine pastor, and so happy to see that the church is alive and you've got this great beautiful building here setting off, plenty of parking room, just a real place in the hands of the Holy Spirit. If we can just get him to see it and know that we are calling for a revival, I believe he would give one.
Unpe nu konto dagbe miton bo home humin tralado umondo agmondo gbe lobo mindo ho da ho dekpedekpe lodo fi me bino monteme bono dijon bo temen gegede nu montolebo yena ganje tenjo tende we pong, bodo yesi siyon sin aloleme. Enyi mi si hu zombo, ena mwen, lobo na tundo, min do fi fonsi tede julo weo, eye o, undido, ena nande.
Now, tonight, we're at Brother Outlaw's church, the Jesus Name Church, over on the other side. Brother Outlaw, I believe, is Apostolic Church too. I think he just calls his name the church Jesus' name. I think he's apostolic in belief. And so we're to be there tonight. And now we're not saying to the Spanish church, now come over there, because you stay at your post of duty.
Dion, ekwe kwada nwa mina yi agun nwa visunu outlaw tome. Jezu nyinkogun, do akpade ofwe. Bo nwa visunu outlaw, undido, enye apostolikugun elomo. Undido, eno yula nyinko tonkpun agun nwa, nyinko jezu ton. Undido, apostolikuwe enye do nundidime. Bo, mwa mina yi fine ekwe kwada nwa. Bo, mima kado dido nwa espanyi nwa legun. We din do di, diyon mi wa done, do mi no azoe do konu mi yon teme.
And then there's going to be a great rally of the Christian businessman beginning Thursday after the services are closed in other churches on Thursday. And this convention, they're going to have outstanding speakers. And so Oral Roberts and some Methodist brother just got saved, and they claim he's a very forceful speaker. And I'm sure you'll enjoy these conventions.
Bo, any on good war, play da ho, beto, ajowato, clue, sentole, tonantin, bonavesin, yonu zangbe, wenwe, si senzole, nanko, fodo, agundile, mengudoe, do, yonu zangbe, bo, do, tope play elomeon, yenando, hodoto, tonde gile, bon mon, oral robert, podo novisunu, methodist de, bo, e wlengan zande wa yi dinye po. Bo, yi do jile, ho do to, hon lon de sude sude we, enyi. Bo, onde jido, trokwe ple e lole na nyon nukumi tome.
The new teenage children, they got a rally there for the teenagers too, his brother just announced. I'm having my children there so they can get in on this. And so now, come over, we'd be glad to have you. The Lord bless you all.
Bo, mi vi, wiyan wiyan le mi. Ye do, plek plede, do fine nou, men wiyan le lo mo. Le, non vi sou nou anko jilak bon zande wa ye. Un nang pla vi chile yi don. Bo nou, ye nan si hou non ten elome. Bon mon, mi wa don. Mi nan khe jounon miton. Po do, homen hong po. Akru noni wadakbe, nou doko doko miton.
And now, I want to turn in the Bible and read some of His blessed Word. And I've chosen this morning, for just a little while, I don't want to hold you too long, but some texts. And one of them is found in 1 Samuel, the other found in Isaiah. And I'd like to read from Isaiah first.
Bodion. Unjilo bo na huma huwe ma unbo na ando ha. Ho ton yon anton le de. Bo, unso zan zan din. Nun huwe nun kle nun dekpo. Unjilo bo na hae mi do te. Gege din ya. Nun ki ha de. Bo, enamon do po yoton do Samuel nun konton men. Enamon di yo do Ezayi men. Bo, unjilo bo na hanun do Ezayi men je nun kon.
And can you hear all right all around? In between these mics, you seem to be very sensitive to me. I don't know why. You hear all right out there? Raise up your hand. Good, good.
Bo, minka do nusewe gandia. Membi do fine. Do, minkro elole meyon. Etidi, yenon digbe di numindo mkato nwe uwe ya. Minka do nusewe gandia do fine ya. Mize alomiton iji. Eyon, eyon.
Now, I'm just a teeny bit hoarse. Of course, that's from speaking much. And since I was here with this Spanish brethren, about 16 years ago, I guess, maybe about 16 or 17 years ago, All I've been preaching ever since. So I was tired then, I said, and I'm still tired, but I'm still going on by the grace of God.
Dion, bete halakwede, nungbuo, hodidagege uwe eniyansi, bo singwenwe unwafi, kodo novisunu espanyi nulekpo, kwe afatonokundo kpo mondiyeyo, unsihuli. Afoyon kwe afatonokundo kpo abi afatonokunwe mondiye. Eyon, unkakodo hojila we sin tagwedo kpo, agbon kok pemi, wenenundo. Bo, agbon kodo, kwik pemi we, amon unkodo nukon iwe. Bon, ujome, ma utongblame.
Now, let's turn to Isaiah 40, the 40th chapter of Isaiah, and the first chapter, or the third chapter of 1 Samuel. And while we're holding them places for the reading of the Word, I would like now for us to bow our heads just a moment for prayer.
Dion, minu minahu ezai kande, wimanta kande go ezai ton. Kodo wimanta nukonton ko alo, wimanta tongo Samuel nukonton. Bo wenwe minahenfi enele do, asi nun huo hihayo, unjiro dindo. Minin do komiton le do, nun nukun yuhwe.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for this privilege of standing in this lovely sanctuary that's dedicated to God and for His work. And as we know that Your servants have stood behind this platform here, a pulpit, many times, and with a dedicated life to Your service.
Tomi tueno non sehwe, mindo kudowe, nun yonae loe mindo, bonando nontero, si senten dagbe loe, e sokhule mau, bo sokhule nun azoton ime. Bo le, mikotundo, mesintoto ele, kod nontero, kodokpe elo gudo, do fi, alo, agba elo gudo, azon mongpan, lobo,
and this morning brings back memories of a revival that was just starting with the Holy Spirit that had come down in the form of a big light like a pillar of fire, and it spoke that the message should sweep the earth. And now today that is history.
Lobo elo sansandion no hen flinu lewa flinu fi fonsite do bi bewe trolo da yeton podo yesisen e ko jete wada yi do ni no me mionda hode ton me po di miondo tinde don bo edo hodo jile wenona za ai kungba onji bo egbezion eniyan koyin tan.
The message has caught fire through great men. After seeing it like Old Robertson, Tommy Osborne, and Tommy Hicks, and many others, and through the efforts that we have put forth together, we see the message has set revival fires in every nation under heaven of the Pentecostal message. To this we give thanks and praise to Thee, Almighty God.
We anko uli mion bon beto dako dako leji wenwe ye mwengudoe di Oral Roberts. Kodo Tommy Osborne ko, kodo Tommy Hicks, kodo mengege devule kodo un. Bo, bon gae, mi dodo po glameon, mi mondo weon flo fi fonsite si miyon le, do akota do kodo po edo, jine kunsi gloe me. E nyi wen, pante kotu ton e, mi do kudo we, kodo susu panu we, do e lo tamen, o ma u honronon.
And now today we pray that You will condition our hearts. Get ready for a great rapture that will take place soon, we believe. And if our hearts are not in condition for that, or for anything else that You have in store for us, we pray You forgive us of our shortcomings. And will speak to us today through Thy Word.
Bo, egbezion, mindo de kowedo, winiso, nunu aimiton, bonu, ena nong besisonu jihwei da hwei na jero malimali meoi. Mindi, bo no ai mitonle mankodo besisonu enio alo nunu de buwe ase hwei da inu miyao. Mindo de hwe do, wini so blodido miton kemi, po do honu mi egbe, bon hotu egblame.
Bless the pastor of this church, its deacons, trustees, and all the laity, the members. Bless this little choir, and the pianists, the musicians. All together, bless them who enter the gates of this place.
Horedo nu konto agun elotunji, agun vi upe nu kundo to tonle, nu di konto le, podo agun vile bihwi po, agun si mele poji. Horedo, handigbe pevye loji, podo piano koto po, nu koto le, do po hodedo ye me bon ten elosin hontogo linu biyo meleji.
May they go out changed each time, a little closer to you than they were when they come in. Grant it, Father. May that be so even this morning, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bono yerinantan, bonyi me huzule, wedo po do ponu, bonan sekwa we kperego na hule, yede chobo wafik bonye. Blo monto, bonu enyo ninyi gomo, zanzandin lo, do nyinko jesu tomewe, mibiede, ami.
Now turning to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, we read.
Dion, wenwe minahun ezai weman, we manta kande go, minaha.
Comfort ye, my people saith God. Speak ye comfortable words unto Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for her sins.
Maudo, mi do wusien lamenu togunche, mi do wusien lameni, mi na akonkwikwa Jerusalemu, mi suhobo danido, ekun so na yi mededeo, mi danido, ekosu we hofo, do we ehuleo, mau mafumavo, ko dombisintoni.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Unse mende do hosu we do betotro mendo, minde ali do ponu mau mafumavo, minblo ali do podo nu mau miton, do ahe konenji.
Every valley shall be exalted, and the mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain.
Minsu todolebi, bogba solebi, bogbigba polebi, minjrofie yinko de dodele, bonu ye wuzu ayinkugma wenje, minze so daho daho ledo wuzu todo.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Enyon susu mau mavo mavo ton nanje weho, bo mebinamo. Nwe mau mavo mavo keone.
Now, in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter, I want to read the 1st, 2nd, and 19th verse.
Dion do Samuel we ma ome. Samuel nu konton, we ma ta atongo. Undro na ha we ma fo nu konton, we go, podo afoton nu kwenen go po.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision.
Nyanvi Samuel okado azo wanu mau mavu mavo we. Do eliglo, we ne onu on, mau mavu mavo nondo ho nu me gbomo an. Bo kanon kle nu me, bon nu me gbomo an.
And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. Here the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep, that The Lord called and he answered, Here am I.
Ekawaje zameng bedopo. Bo elido ay monondo fie enomloe. Bo nukunton le ko je pivilitidi. Lobo ekasado mwe gandia. Eko ho zogben ma utonye. Enontado ma u mafumavo sin goho men ti wenenua. Finewe akotijekba ma utonde. Bo Samuel ukado ay mlomlo. Ma u mafumavo yulo. Bo edo we.
The 19th verse. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and he did let none of his words fall to the ground.
We manfo afotonu kwenengo, Samuel udo susuwe, bo mau mavmavodo pohe, bo enolon bonu khotonle debu ni hukoa.
Oh, that would be enough text that we could speak on here for a month. And we could draw much context from this glorious text. But this morning, and we just have about 20 minutes to get out in proper time from our, I guess the Sunday school is over, or maybe it follows this, I don't know. But however, I want to use the text of the voice of God in this last days.
Oh, eni onankonyi nukihade, bokpe, bonu minansi hudo hode u, hosun. Bo, minansi hude timen gegesin nukihaye hosusu elome. Amo, zanzandiyon, bo, chaju komonge jenwe mido, bonanton, do, ganye sokbe yome. Sin, undido, akuno zangbe wema home yon kofo, Alo boya o edo elokwedo we untuma amo ekado moncho unjlo bona sokota elo gbe mauton do azangudo gudoton eloleme.
It's a very outstanding time. We realize that where we're speaking from in the scriptures, that it said there was no open vision in the days of Samuel. Therefore, where there's no vision, the Bible said the people perish.
Wede no webo gbonvo trala. Mi wa mono kunu jeme do fie. Khodi la mi tonton sin do. Nungwa wale me on. Mo e do. E non de nung kle me. Bon. Numi mo me gbon mo. Do Samuel sin a zale me on. Mon e mando nung kle me we. Bon. Numi mo me a o. Ma on kho ima on do menji. Togu on non don.
We must have a vision. And visions comes to the prophets. And it's the word of the Lord spoken to them.
Mi do nando, numimo. Bo, gwe do le gonwe, numimo le kanowa. Bo, a klu no hoi, e do nu ye okawe.
And we find out that Eli was not a prophet. Eli was a priest. And he was getting old. And his eyes were going dim. And he could not see to get around. He's a great, heavy man. And he had began to let the work of the Lord go undone.
Bo, minkabado monjemendo, elinyi gbeido dea. Bo, sanukule ma utodewe, elinyi. Bo, kwe tonko je siseiji. Bo, nukunton le, sado nu monwe gandia. Bo, esanonkwe u. Bono monu, do setena an, nyan jo asu klo klo dekawe. Bo, ewa je azom ma uton, jijo doji, mawa mawa.
That's something like it is of today. I think the church, the organization and denominations, they've been on the field for a long time and they're beginning getting lax. And the work of the Lord is being left undone.
Bo mondo kwa we ekade no egbeone ondi do agun betao kodo agunyin kole po ye ko no gbeoji ho wenu gege bo no waje ko pekenu yeji bo e waje azo akrunun ton jizoloji mawa mawa.
the word of truth, because the church in itself has become dim-sighted. And we need today the voice of God to speak among us. Bring us back.
Do agwon do edemeon wa jenu kunu monji vlivli utu bo nu esin hudo mi do egbeo wayin do gbe ma utoni do ho do mime bonando le konu mi wa.
And see, Eli had laid down and his eyesight was failing. He was a priest and they had no open vision from the Lord. And that great need, and God has promised to meet the need of the hour. He always does that.
Bo mi mo a eliko mo lan yi dai bo nu kono mi mo ton ko je vivodi bo sanu kule ma uto de kawe bo akru no klenu ye bonu ni mo me bon monda yi a bo hudo de kane. Bo ma u kako dakpa do emina hen hudo gan huo tonche enomblomo tegbe.
And we need the voice of God today to meet the need of the hour.
Amen.
Meet the time that we're living in. And after He has promised it, we can rest assured that He will keep His promise. That's the confidence that the believer has in his Maker, that He promised to meet the need.
Bo mi do hudo gbe ma utonton egbe bonando hen hudo ganhi huo tonche bonando hen wenwe me mi do gbe de yo che bo wenwe eko dapa ton gudu o mi si hu gboje bo dejido ena hen akpa ton rote jie nundi to nonde do me blue wone do jile eko dapa do emina hen hudo oche.
And today, one reason that the church is in the condition that it's in is because there is so many voices. So many other voices to attract the church from the voice of God, till it's very doubtful that many would hear the voice of God, though it spoke right in their midst.
Bo egbeo nwezombo agwondo ni no meme ede yo de wenyi do gbegegede somo gbegegede vole bonando donukunu agwon sin gbe ma uton wu somo kakabo tawe na yon trala bonu megege na se gbe ma uton somo e edo ho do yeme.
They perhaps wouldn't even understand it, because it would be a foreign thing to them. They have got themselves so much centered on the voices of the day.
Afoyon yinankosi hukpeu bodo monjemeton vovoa do enankonyi nun tode vometon denuye do yekosroye de lebi do gbe egbe tonle jisomo.
And if we notice in our scripture reading that the voice of God was foreign to them, and it's become that way again today, that the voice of God, there is so many other voices.
Bo no mi kado kenji yo do nulaula hika mi tome yo do gbe ma uton yin nu to devo meton nu yedai. Bo mondo kuwa we, ekale huzu egbe, bo gbe ma uton, be devo gegetin somo.
And then if God promised He would give us that, and if other voices are contrary to the voice of God, then it must be the voice of our enemy to confuse us, that we would not understand the voice of God when it spoke.
Bo enion guduo nu ma uko dapado emi nanami enion bo nu gbe dele ka dogbe vo ha gbe ma utonhun edonayin gbe kento mi tonton dandan bonando domi blu bonu minima monu kunu jegbe ma utome wenwe enando ho.
And we noticed it was something similar to that with Eli and with Samuel, but Eli recognized right away that it was God, and it was absolutely a blaspheme on Eli.
Bo miwa mondo mondongwe etinu Eli botinu Samueli amo Eli monu jeme trolodo mawe bo ekanyinu nunyanyande do Eli ubitelino.
Because the voice of God speaking to Samuel had told him about Eli's wrongdoings, for he had babied his sons, and they had taken money and the flesh from the offerings that was not right, and they were doing things wrong, contrary to God's word.
Dog be mauton, edo hodo no Samuel weyo, elisin wain dole we, edo hodo, do ewa hen viton sunule do ye elodi, bo ye nondo akwe, kodo lampo sosi nuna mewe, enyon ka sokbe ya, bo ye nondo nu agole wawe, ekado bevo ha ma uho.
And Samuel had only thing that Samuel could do was speak exactly, and he was a little reluctant to do so because it was against the very place that he was sent to be raised up in, Eli, and in the temple. But Eli said, speak on.
Bo Samuel do nundo poge Samuel si huwa eyo weyindo enindo huo pepepe bo eje hihokponji nandoblo mo do esota fie esedo bo enansude tuntun Eli podo sisinko pa amo Elikado do hotwe dowe mimwa.
And he told him exactly what was going to happen, that Samuel or Eli's day was finished as a priest, because God had spoke, and God was sending his message through Samuel the prophet.
Bo edo nwendo nanjewe oni pepepe do Samueli alo azan Eli tonko vo di vo sanokule ma utode don do ma uko doho bo ma ukado weton sedowe bon Samuel igbeidoji.
Very odd birth, dedicated to the Lord from a child. God spoke to him as a child and was preparing him for a work that laid ahead. And Eli's time was finishing up.
Gigi bon alopavo lasalasade esuakule akruno si yokpavu tome maudo honi di yokpavu de don bodo no soniwe no azode dote donu kome bo elisin wenu ko wa vivonu bi.
There is so many voices in the earth today that it is absolutely a hard thing, because it deadens the voice of the supernatural.
Begege tin do aikun gbonji egbe so mo nbo eyinu de bo ve wu bi telino do eno ho gbe nu dabra otonti.
There is so many intellectual voices, great voices, a mighty man who are intellectual, that in their intellectual conditions even shake the nations. They're just not overnight people, but they shake nations, bringing great organizations together, great campaigns.
Be we man si se hede hede ton gege tin so mon, be daho daho asuka e se we man hede hede le ton. So mon bo, do ni nomen we man si se hede hede ton ye ton le meyon, ye non dan akota le lo, ye nyi me do ablu men le a pon. Lo, ye non dan akota le, bono don, be ta daho daho le do po, ple to bo daho nan geny geny le, ati ye gbase e don.
And a person would be a bit confused. It's enough to confuse them of how that these things go on and prosper. And there's voices that raise up and do these things, and it causes the voice of God to be placed way back somewhere. The true voice of God.
Bo ena hen men blu pede. Ekpe bona hen ye blu. Do le nu elole. Nondo nu kon yiwe. Bo nondo yiwe gwen e utu. Bo beletin. Bo bonon site. Lo bonon wa nu elole. Bo eno zombo. Eno wa sok be ma utondo zogado fide. Be ma uton titengbe yo.
And the voice of God, they say, how will we know it's the voice of God? Because for today, then, it was an vindicated prophet.
Bog be mauton, yenondo, ne mikanantundo, be mauton egbon. Do, nu egbeo, we neonuon, be ido edi etedede, mewe ede.
Now, today how we know it's the voice of God, because it's the manifestation of the prophet's word. This is God's prophet. And the true voice of God only brings back that real, living, supernatural God with His supernatural word, with the supernatural manifestation of the true word. Then we know that it's the voice of God.
Dion, Egbio. Ne mi non tundo gbe ma uton egbon. Do ho gbe ido ton sin di dekle do alonwe. Gbe ido ma uton kariye. Bo gbe ma uton ti tengbe deyo. Kanon plamen leko yi ma u dabra nungbonon. Gbe deyo gon kere. Podo ho ton dabra opo. Podo di dekle do alonu dabra ho nungboton pan. Enyon mi non tundo gbe ma uton we enyi.
Because, and that's super, there's so much other in the other realms that just almost deaden that out. But remember, it will glisten. It'll come forth. It'll do it.
Do, bonunda, gege devole letin, do ali devole ho, somon, bonon di bla ho eni antikpon, amon mifli, enankon, enandi, enamblo.
Now, there is a voice today in the world of politics. That's a great voice. And people, absolutely, in this great day of politics, it's all mixed up in their churches and everything.
Dion, gbede ti egbe, dogbe, tohodi do tome. Gbede ahode ewe, enion kanyi, bo mele bite lino. Do azanda ho do tohodi do ton elomeon yena eko cheke bi do agunle podo nu bi kome.
And many times that we have just seen recently that the voice of politics is actually stronger than the voice of God in the churches. Or the American people would have never did what they just done. They'd have never done it.
Bo azungege yo, nwe mi wa mo ay somo vavo, wa yindole, be tohodi doton, wa siyan hu be ma utondo, agun lemen, nubo, e man konyi mo a o, togun, amelikaton, nanko wa nwe, e wa ye kon a, mi mo a, ye nanko blo mo kon a,
if the voice of God would have been kept alive in the church, they'd have never made that mistake. But the voice of politics is so much stronger in the earth today than the voice of God until people sold their Christian birthrights for a mess of popularity, education, and political power. It's such a shame to see it.
Any echo hang with my utondo gbe, do agwome weyo, ye nanko wa nwe ye waindo ene lekwan. Luo, gbe tohodi da ton sien somon, do ayinko gba onji egbe, wu gbe ma uton. Kakabo, mele sa vida ho si ante, klisu sen toton ye ton yi, hunyan hunyan, menanyan to vile nukume, we ma ho me yi yi, podo ate tohodi da ton ton depo.
The very thing that our nation was made what it's made on, the people turned right back around and voted in the thing that we left the other country in the Plymouth Rock and Mayflower and them come over here and establish this great economy that we have.
Nwe tame edo akota mi ton doe tuntun. Nwe di e soe di jan e. Togwan dogu doe. Bo leko ibo, bo ida akonu nwe tame. Mi gosin to de omen doe. Ewe plai mouf roko. Podo Mayflower, podo yekpo. Ye wa kakafi bo do akweklekle da kwe lo e mi doe ayi.
Is the very thing that we fought so hard to come out of, we put ourselves right back in its clutches. Because that the Bible speaks it would be that way.
Nwe mi fwa wan ha sien sien borando ton si meyon tuntun. Mi wa leko bo jan mi deleti aduton le men. Do ma hwe ma ondo khoda jile enanyi gbomo utu.
And the system of Eli, a priest instead of a prophet. The prophet is the word. And the priest was the church.
Bo Eli sintito e esodote. Po sanu kule ma utode. Bo manyi beido dea. Beido wenyi huo. Bo vo sanu kule ma uto kanyi agumon.
And it's got in such a place to... It began to get so loose that the word is foreign to the people. They don't get it. Then you can speak it and they don't understand it because they're not trained to it. Paul said, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will know to prepare himself for battle?
Bo, ewa je tende men, kaka bo, eje gbaunjo chiji, so mon bo, huwa wa huzu non tode vometanu togouan. You know, ye ya, Mon asi hudo hoton, bo ye kano monu je mean. Do e nan klonton ye a utu. Paludo, enyi me do awakwen kunweo, man kun chere chere twa on, me kanan so awanu.
The people are trained to a church voice, a church trumpet. We've got more in our Sunday school than the rest of them's got. That don't mean a thing.
Enon klong be agun tonde togwon awon pin agun tonde mi do membo supo do akuno zangbe we ma ho me mi ton me wu e ye me poledo e eni o mantre donu tine.
We've got more in our denomination than the rest of them's got. We're the biggest amongst the denominations. See, that's the kind of a voice that the people are trained for.
Mi do men bo supo do agunyin ko mi ton men hu e ye me poledo e mi dele we yin agun yin ko e wada ho hu agunyin ko le bi mi mo be a lo pa e enu kron togun one.
In the street they go out to get the people and bring them in tens of thousands times thousands in great campaigns bring them in
do alidio yen ton bono yi mo mele Lobonon playe biome, me afaton do wo donu afaton nambide do kletobo do hona gengi me. Bonon playe biome.
What are they interested in? We got the biggest church, we got the biggest congregation, we got the highest membered Sunday school, we got the mayor of the city come to our church. That might be all good. But if that same church isn't trained to the voice of God, the gospel trumpet, what good does it do?
Ani wekano mianu kunu ye, mi do agwe wada ho biyo, mi do kple wada ho biyo, mi do akuno zangbe we ma home, do me soha da ho biyo, tok mo lagan tok waton, non wa agun mi tome. Eni si hu nyon bi, amon, eni emanka kunlo agun, do po eni yon, Nung be ma uton. A wang pen wen dagbe oton a on. Dagbe te enando wanu men.
And when a thing rises just like has rose amongst our government, what's happened? The church didn't know the voice of the trumpet. And they don't know what to do.
Bo, wenwe, nu mon kode non site. Delay, eko site do, ata pipa mi ton mengbon. Ani we kanon je. Agwan ton gbe, agwan kwen yon ton da ya. Bo, ye ton nwe ye nan wae ya.
The great promise of prosperity, an intellectual giant coming in, and they went right over the very thing that the Bible predicted and brought it in. See? A political voice.
Yon nansi akpati do da ho. Nusu da ho we man se to kere kere sin biyo biyo men. Bo ye ko yi je nwe man ko we man ko do da ye yo. Desu non di lobo non hen biyo men. Mi mwa be toko di do tonde.
And it proved that it overrode the religious voice. Or they never done what they did. The gospel voice.
Bo ek le do e hu gang be si sin on ton. Ye nan ko wa nwe ye wa ne yon kon. No e man ko yi mon nou.
Because we're promised a lot of stuff. We're promised prosperity and no doubt but what we'll get it. But still, that doesn't mean anything to a believer.
Do enon dakpa nu gege tonu mi, enon dakpa nyona tonu mi utu. Bo nu gwo, nwe minamon yokane, amon ekado moncho, eni ondo nu ti, nu nu nitode ya.
Turn over in the book of Hebrews at the 11th chapter. Listen to that St. Paul speak. How they in the days wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, was destitute. Not a place couldn't enter the city.
Me hu eble we ma ome. Boha. Do we manta we do kogo. Mi do ton we do we. Me mi men polu de. Le ye do azan enele meyon. Bo yun we, ye nondo. Bo nondo, flu flu pe we. Bo, enondo ya donu ye we. Mando tende, bo, ye non si hu pe u, bo non biyo to huwa meyon.
I was reading in the Nicaea Council, one of the great issues come up at Nicaea Rome, 300 years after the death of Christ, and the great Nicaea Council, one of the great church that stood for what was right. They wanted the Bible. And the Roman converts of the first church of Rome had injected dogmas.
Undo no hawe, do ni se ta se ple ome. When we, hoda hole wa ni se, vloma, klisu ku sin we, afode kanwe kogudo, do ni se ta se ple da ho ome. When we, agunda ho neon non tenu, Nwe sogbe oye, ma onkowe ma owe ye julo. Bo, loma nwe huzu jijo bonyi, loma gun nukonton ton leo, ko fion zeda ile, do nwome.
To say, for instance, like we have Christmas. Christmas, Christ is no more born on the 25th day of December than I was. Why, the hills of Judea snowing, it contrasts all other Bible prophecies. He was born in the spring, like all lambs are born.
Bono enando di konde wude don di natakwe mi do edon natakwe yo Kristu jodo wo sunsin sin azan kwa tongo gbe wunye an ani wutu la glace li fiji wenon jakoin jude soleji bo e do gbe vo ha ma ho we ma sin gbe ido ho de labi. Kweji wenwe e jode, di le lengbo vile binon jogbon e.
Why was he born in a barn instead of a house? He was a lamb. Why wasn't he not just run up to the altar, to this altar where he was nailed to the cross? He was led to the cross. You lead the sheep to the slaughter. He was a lamb. Then he was born when lambs is born.
Ani utwe e ka jodo utode me. Bo ma jodo kwedegbe ya. Lengbo dewe enyi. Ani utu ka webo. E man kanwe zungpong. Bo yi vo sakpe yo. Alo. Vo sakpe tonkon. Fie e kenyi an. Akluz wo. E ple hen yi. Akluz wo kon. Minon kpla lengbo. Le hen yi. Lan huten. Lengbo viwe enyi. Mwun. E jo wenwe lengbo vile non jodo e.
But you see, to do that, They had the sun god's birthday, which on the solar system, the sun in the 5 days from December the 20th until December the 25th, there's hardly a moving at all of the sun. It varies a little each day, just longer, longer, longer until it hits its longest day in July. And then in December, its shortest day.
Amon, mimoa. Bonando glomon. Yekodo vodun, weo sin, wepe wenu. Eh, do tito e do te. Bola le do, weo meon. We si vo do, azan aton. E besin, wosun sin, azan ko gogbe. I wosun sin, azan ko aton gogbe vlameon. We si vo non di bla seten kpere vovoa. Eh, E non huzu umen, kpere kpere, ayongbe, ayongbe. Bono je, lilinji, lilinji, lilinji. Gonan kakabo, e non huzu je, azan e li biyo, do li asume.
And then that little time of the 25th, from the 20th to the 25th, they had the Roman circus and the celebration of the sun god's birthday.
Bo, e ni on gudua, do wosume on, azantan e we gabiyo. Bo, eni yon gudwa, do, we nun kle yon azan ko atan ton ne yon me yon. Besin, azan ko go yi, ko atan go gbe yon. Ye do, ay hun zan do, Roma, ten globo to ome. Da yi, po do, kwekwe we nun vodun we otan, po dudu.
So then, Jupiter, which is a Roman god, and then they injected it, and saying then, we will take the Son of God and the Son God's birthday, put that together to be one great celebration. That's contrary. And all the many injections that they placed in there.
Edomon, Jupiter, Eni Roma Vodunde da yo, Eni Angudwa, Ye Fuen de me. Bodo, Didowe, Wedenunda Gile. Minan sa ma uvio, podo vodun weo, sin wepe wenupo, dokpa, bo enayin werudu geni geni dokpo, eniyan dokbevo, bo, oh, nunge ge ye fiande mendo finele.
And then when them true man of God, who wanted to stay with the word, like Polycarp, Irenaeus, Martin, those great early sainted man who wanted to stay with the truth. And when they brought to the Nicaea Council, some of those people had been so rejected until prophets came in out of the wilderness with nothing around it but a piece of sheepskin to sit in that council. But they know the word of the Lord.
Any on goodwa when we mau better titengbe jolobona no poha mau hole di Polycarp, Irene, Martin, Yemen daho daho, we honuton. Beto de dovo enele julo wanano poha nubuo. Bo wenwe, ek pla ye wani se tasek pleo meon. Ek home enele yi ken kaka ije, beido e ton si beto trome. Wa mando nundebu do wu ze lengbo yu wa. Bonando yi kpa enyo meleji. Loa. Ye katun, akru no kwa.
But popularity, them 15 days of bloody politics, and overrode it. Then we had 1,000 years of dark age. But God promised that that trumpet would sound again. Always the people listens to the true voice of the Word. Always examine what you do by the Word.
Amon. Menanyon to vile nukume. Kanjo to hodi dosin azan a foton eneleo. Bo yehu gen. Enyon gudwa. Mi wado ablu kwetade ho kwe a foton. Mi mwa. A mon ma u dakba do a wankwen enyon nale jekbe. We binu e to gwando tokbe titengbe huaton. Mi do a ido. Bokon nwe.
The voice of politics. And we in America and the rest of the world have a loud speaking voice today, and that's the voice of Hollywood. It's captured the world.
Be tohodi doton, bo mimedo America tome, podo fie podo be obi mekwo, mido be da hode, bo edo hodawe egbe, bo anywhere ni Hollywood, euli be ohen.
Let somebody come out in Hollywood with something, you find it all over the country. Now, we notice that they have set a pattern for our women on their dress, their hairstyles. They set that dress.
Mende ni veko tondo Hollywood, podo nunde popong, mina mwendo tuwa bime, diyan, mindo mimo wedo, eko sa konde wude dote nu nyonu miton le, do audi do yeton. Da blablo yeton le dali. Ye so audi do enyon dote.
The church ought to know the voice of the trumpet of God on that. But there's so much confusion because, you see, others do so. Examples. Don't ever pattern yourself after that kind of example because it's perishable. Always hear the voice of God, what he says about it.
Agwando na tungbe awanpe ma utonton. Do enyon wu, amon, nungbulublu gege kode somo. Do, minomombo, mendele nomblo mo utu, ponde ule. Mi manu mini, jile mi de do, pata ung ponde u, mon koton u kongbe de o. Do, enan don utu. Minon se egbe ma uton webinu.
And then we notice in Hollywood they raise up things, and just let me speak just a moment on this before we go further.
Bo, anyo, mi wa mondo do Hollywood wa enon sanu le site. Bo, mi bo bojo mi do bono mando ho non tadu do poge do elo u chobono mina yinu kan.
There was a thing come out not long ago that a man on Hollywood, nothing against the man. Now he's a mortal that Christ died for. But just to show you.
No, nde tombo ekolidi an bo nya nya nde do Hollywood. Ndo hode ha nya ondi an. Nuna ku eta men Christ ku de dewe enyi. Amo borando na khlede mi ponwe.
They invented a little thing called the kids use called a hula hoop or something. And if you ever noticed the vulgarity and things that fall out, what? In the little children. That's not right.
Ye don't know, Pavide, wabo, eno yulado, vireno yulado, yido, hula hoop, alonunde. Bo mi pon no hayan hayan mi wa podo nu le po eje tununu ha neon do yopo vule gan eni on ma ka so gbe ne.
Now Hollywood is full of the gunfighters. Now anyone that knows history knows that them people back there in them days that was gunfighters, like the different fellows, they wasn't decent citizens. They were renegades. They were like Al Capone and Dillinger.
Dion, Hollywood gokodo, podo tu dato lepan. Dion, mende bwe kotuntan. Tunda dile, men enele do don, do azan enele meon. Ye me konyi tu dato le di, nyan, nyan teme teme enele o. Ye kunyi to vi dagbele de da yo, nde gote golewe ye nyi, ye ti di Al Capone, podo di linje pandom.
They got a Hollywood play, they called, on the television, they called Gunsmoke. I heard on the monitor the other day, that the fellow that plays it, Arnez or something, or Arnez, or I forget what his name is, and he's supposed to take, he represents Matt Dillon, who was a sheriff in Kansas.
Ye do mana envevle, Hollywood tonde bo, eno yila do television. Ye no yila do, tuzo. Bo, unse bo. E do, monitor me aisomo, do nyae no vle manaheton Arnes alonde alo Arnes alo unwonen koton yi bo eyewe donanso eno so ma dilon eyi wegbotode do Kansasian aforote.
And Matt Dillon was as yellow as a rabbit. He shot 28 men in the back, innocent people, going outside of Dodge City and waiting in a bush. And when a man come along, that somebody call him and tell him that there was a certain villain coming through. And he'd stay out there, and when the man come in, and shoot him through the back.
But Matt Dillon, konyi menebo jolan, nuvononde, e datu nengbe nu men, ko aton nu kun aton bo huye, men ho men vononle, bono ton sin Dodge City men, lo bono nante do zungwe do de men. Bo, wenwe nyande ton bo jao, bo, mede nan ko yule, bo doni do. Adaka koto de jawe, mou, enon chi don, bo, wenwe nyan seya o, enon datu nengbe ton, bono hui.
Now we find this big guy that comes down. Why, it's absolutely glorifying sin. But the little children of our country can tell you more about Matt Dillon than they can tell you about Jesus Christ.
Dion, mi no mondo. Ewanyi asuka ejetewae ayin edo susu panu wehu we bitelino lo yo pabu tomi tonton le si hupeu bokpitan mate di lon tonu mi wudo jena si hupeu bokpitan Jesus Christ ton.
The stores, the 10 cent stores and the clothing department is hanging full of toy guns with little hats that you could buy anywhere. It's all right to wear that, but I'm just telling you, see. Then the commercial world picks that thing up and makes millions of dollars off of it.
A jokwele, a kwevi jokwele, podo awusa home onpo, do ayuntu kwevi le tesawe, podo bakun kwevi e. Eh, asi hu mon ho, do fi de vule epo. Nuwe eni onyi bo sobe bo. E na anwe, amon, ho danu miwe. Unde kpo, mi moa. Eni on, ye, a jo watole. Ye non je nu eni onji, bonon so dote. Lo bonon du akwe dola livi nambi de deme.
We have what we call St. Patrick's Day. We have what we call these religious holidays. And the commercial world has picked it up. And they make millions of dollars.
Mindo nwe no yulado. Memi men Patrick-san. Mindo nwe. Mino yulado. Si sen fwezan enele. Bo, ajo watale ko jejiton. Bo swe dote. Lobo, yenondu akwe dola livi nabi nabi de.
Mother's Day. Bunches of flowers. Whatever day should be an honorable day to mother. She's off somewhere old, go see her. That'll be worth more than all the flowers you could send her or anything else.
Na jino lezan, folo wa blabla le, ayin. Azan dokpo we do nanyi, ye yizanu, na jino le. Edo asogado fide. Bokokpo, mi bo imwen. Eni ona nyinu, bo jehawu flowa e. Mi nasi hu sedwe le bi. Alo, nunde buwe, enanyye.
But they pick it up. It's a voice, and we blend right in with it. It's really not right. But what are you going to do? See, I'm trying to get to a point here to tell you something. What I believe, the voice is rare. The voice of God.
Mi moa, lo a yon jejiton, bono suerote, gbedewe, bo, mi non chaka mi de he, bi de gbedewe, e ka so gbedevua, amon, aniwe, mi kanawa, mi moa, pomon, mindo, ondo gandowe, bona yi bademe, dofi, bonando don de numi nwe undie be oha be mauton.
Now we find out if they set the pace. And did you ever notice our young boys has become Ricky and Elvis? You got a child named that, change it right quick. Call him number one or two or something.
Dion, mi wa mondo, ye non so afori de adote. Bo, mi kakodo ken jikpon. Sunu vi vyan vyan mi ton le, wuzu je Ricky. Podo Elvis pan. Mi do vide, bo esu nyi kor ni yon na hun. Mi duye ble hun. Mi yule do, ken de.
Don't, that's a horrible, you say, what difference does the name mean? Well, sure it means something. Your name characterizes your life. Now, Brother Branham, you're on numerology. No, I'm not. I'm on Thus Saith the Lord.
Mima, any on yela? Minando. Vogui bonde tewe kado, nyi ko sinti meme. Ah, dandan. Edo timende, nyi ko mitononde, jijo, be mitonton chle. Dion novisunu branam. Ken unyenu do hoji ade neme. Eo, undo jitoa, nwe mau mafumavodo die, jiwe unde.
Why was it when Jacob, he lived to his name as deceiver, supplanter, Jacob. And when God changed him, he changed his name.
Nenkabumbo, wenwe, edo Jacob unyiwe da yeo.
God changed Saul to Paul, Simon to Peter. Certainly to have something. And Ricky and Elvis and such names as that is the modern American name which throws a child automatically right into that.
Mau di osolu bo ewuzu polu simon bo ewuzu pie dandameon edonunde bo riki podo elvis po podo nyin ko leun ko ton le po gbomo we kanyi america to menyi ko di ton le eno pipe vide haun haun doyin enion metrolo.
See what I mean? I hope I don't, I better back up, don't get too far on a limb here. See what I mean? She wouldn't understand.
Mi monwe do we unde ya Dion undido unang babo glonde u bo mankana yinu kondindo ala do poji do fio mi mon redo unde ya bonu minimamo nukunu jame bo.
But all these things is not even understood by the common person. They don't catch it because they got one trend. That's all they listen to. Those voices.
Amon, me aya treno monokunu je. Elo lebi mea. Aye tono uli hea. Do wadodo po we, ye do. Eni onkele we, ye non doto, be enele.
There's a voice of philosophers. Communism. Promising something that they cannot stay by. And yet, a great percent of the American people are wrapped up in communism.
Bedeti boni nuyon telaton kondo paplon podo nwe kon ye masi huno aesi akpadowe bo ekado moncho ebu America to vile lendo kanwe koji gege do kondo paplon me di avore medon.
Now I've been in communism zones rather. In Germany, on the east side of Berlin.
Dion, uyi kondo kwa kulon me. Kondo kwa kulon kole, mando. Do jamanto me. Do Berlin. Si zazan we di dakwe.
They had great big houses to show the outside. You ought to walk on the inside and they're not even finished. It's a false economy. They're trying to push over something.
Ye do ho da ho da ho le. Bonan do kle do we ho. Mini ve ko di zon li. Bi o ye men. E man treg ba ye fo vavo. a kwe ple ple nyin do de we yedo gando we bonando zen de yaga.
And in Russia, the birthplace of communism, which many years ago when I was just a boy preacher, I'd say 33 years ago, when Nazism, fascism, and communism was rising, I said, I speak in the name of the Lord. They'll all wind up in communism.
Bo do risi yo, joten kondo kwa klonton, kwegege kwa idim, wenwe unkpodo sunuvi ma unkhojila tode nyiwe yo. Mando kwegbanu kun atondiye, wenwe nazi klon, fati klon, kpodo kondo kwa klonpo, doji yiwe yo, undo. Niko a kluno tomewe, undo hodo wede. Ye biwe nanfo, do kondo kwa klome.
But did you ever think God has left us an avenue out if we just take it? There's only 1% of Russia that's communism. 1%. But they're the controlling percent.
Amo, minga ko linunde ukon. Ma uko sa titan to ligbode do tenu mi. Enyi, mi jlobo na mlen ponen. Lendo kanwe koji do kpo ge wedo visi bo nyi kondo kwa plonton. Lendo kanwe koji do kpo. Amo, ye dele wanyi lendo kanwe koji edo atekpa we.
1% of communism. 1% of Russia is communism, rather. But they control. And the same thing. Hollywood's one place. But they're in control.
Lendo kanwe koji dokpo, kondo kwa planton. Lendo kanwe koji dokpo, risi ton nyi, kondo kwa planton mando. Amon, ye delewe kpache. Bo, nung dokpo, ten dokpo we Hollywood nyi. Amon, ye delewe do atekpa we.
About 1/3 or 2/3 of the population of the United States goes to church and its church members, but they control in those denominations.
America to vilesi aton vlado, alo aton vlado donu we mon we non yi agume. Bonyi agun si mele, amon, yek pachedo, agun yin ko eneleme.
What communism needs over there is the voice of God.
Amen.
Rise up among them.
Amen.
And it'll put it to a shame.
Nwe si wudo kondo pa klondo, do don. Wenyi do, be ma utoni site, do yeme, bo, enan duwe wiyan.
In Finland, when that little boy was raised from the dead that day, and they was bringing me 3 squares away, where this little fellow was raised up the dead, communist soldiers, Russians, standing there with the Russian salute, and the tears running down their cheeks, they said, we will receive a God that can raise the dead.
Do Finland to me when we a France no vi any on sin me kukula me benengbe yo bo ye do people me he inu aglo aton fie nyang pevi ne on France sin kude yo me kukuo soja kondo pa planton le risi nou le ye vlente do finen podo gbedo me risi nou le tonpo bo dasindo ki kon yi klen eton le di ye do mina yi ma we na si hupe u bo fon me kukule.
It's the negligence of the Catholic Church and the Lutheran Church and all those denominations, and they're taking all the money and building organizations and giving the people nothing. They live like the rest of the people.
Vedono non catholic agun anton. Podo agun lutelen le tonpo. Podo agun enelebi po. Ton uwe esi. Bo, yenondo akwe bi yiwe. Bodondo, betale sowe. Lobo kanondo, nundebu nanto guanwea. Yenon zang bedi, me poledon.
There's got what Russia needs is a prophet to rise on the scene with the word of the Lord that can shut them out. Then that 90% will take over.
Edona, nwesi wudo risi duwa wenyido. Gbeyi dole ni hakpe oji, podo akru no huwapo. Enyon pe ubo na hwenu metondo ho. Enyon, Lendo kawe koji donu kawe woneo na huwonlo.
What America needs is a voice of the prophet of God who can stand up and condemn Hollywood and condemn these things in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost Church will take over. Too much confusion. See, too many voices of contrast against it.
Nwese wudo America duwa we yi gbe, gbe ido ma u tontonde. E nasi hukpe u, bo kwete. Bo do wenu Hollywood. Lobo do wenu, nu enele do nyiko Jesu Christu tome. Bo agun yesi se onton na hu hon lon. Nu blu blu supadi, mi mwa. Gbe non do gbe vo hele ko supadi.
The church, its voice. Each one wants more members. The Baptist wants it all. Methodist wants it all. Presbyterian. We all have these, and Catholics look like it's going to take it all. And they will. That's exactly the voice of God out of this Bible. They will rule. But the Most High God shall finally rule. The saints shall take over one day. The Bible said so. They will take over.
Agwon, beton, ropo ropo non julo do, mele ni supo gona, batis la nondo julo biton, metodis la nondo julo biton, plesi bitelen le, mimen biwedo elole, bo, enos chidi, katoliki mele nam bebi huidon, bo, jekanamblo, be mauton, edisi mauroma, elomewe, elionyi pepepe, ye nan pache. Amon, ma ou a jalon we nan pache do vivonu. Mende do vole nan hu hon lon, bedo po. Mon we man ho we ma ondo. Ye nan hu hon lon.
Such an awful lot of voices. Then there's the voice of the false prophet. That's a terrible voice. Man who calls himself a prophet. A prophet, of course, is a preacher. A modern word prophet absolutely means a man that preaches under inspiration.
Be bara bara monkoton leka supo meyan. Eni angudo be ido nyinde to tonde. Be neon dohesi. Be to eno yula edo be ido de. Be ido de nubo man hojila to de we. Hokwin diton be ido sentiment bi telino weni.
There is a man who stands and calls himself a prophet and denies the word of God. Denies the truth of God. There's so many voices.
Better de die, bono city. Bono yula edo, beido de. Lobo kano mo ma uhuwa.
Just a few moments ago, there was a brother out there directing me where to come in up here. But I guess he wondered why I went on up the street and turned around and come back. If you're here, brother, I was listening to something. It was our colored friends, the Negro.
I saw my baba, novisununde do fineo, do aliklemiwe, bodando wade. Among Unlindo, and Uncle Cambio Edo, and you to wear on so alio, boy nukon, lobo lako agudo. Any adofium, non visunu, unde doto we unde dai, honton miton, si menolewe, me we will.
They got a temple here, and they call it the Elijah Muhammad or something. Young Elijah Muhammad, raising up with a voice and saying that they are the voice that's going to bring the colored race out of this chaos.
Ye do si sen hode do fi, bo ye no yule do, eli mahome yon, alonunde, eli mahome wiyan wiyan, bo do te si we po do gbede po, lo bo do di do we do jile, ye dele we yin gbe nande kun,
you see the very thing. They're Muslim this year. or mosque. Well, don't you see that the very background of it, it's wrong.
Bon, mimoa, nous dessous non, y a de la si malenu do fi, mansala si etan. Ani outu, mi manka do mimoe, do noue zon dessous non, eti fouate.
The colored people, just like the white people, brown people, and yellow people. Not back to Mohammedism, but come back to Christ. The very principles that the Bible teaches. Mohammedism is against the word.
Merci menoleo. Mondo kwadi yovole domo. Men kosi nole podo men koklojole powa. Eyindo enale enale kowa ma ome plon konhoya. Loa enale kowa klisugon. Non ta die ma onhoe ma onon plon me le desu non.
I had the privilege of leading 10,000 Mohammedans to Christ one time at Durban, South Africa.
Dion, umoyon na bokpla maome men degbawe afo henyi klisugon wedo ponundo dabano tohome Africa tofaligbe.
It produces nothing but psychology. And psychology is all right. As long as psychology don't deny the word. But when psychology denies the word, then psychology is wrong. It gives an uncertain sound.
Enondo nundeze tameunye nundo kouwa. Bo tameunye nundo kouwa kaya nunde bo sogbe. Non tameunye nundo kouwa mamon kouwa jene. Amon, non tameunye nundo kouwa mon kouwa. Mun ta me unyo nu do huo sogbe ane. Enon kun awankme e. E ma kun tere tere tun ade.
There's everything else will pass but God's word. Jesus said so. Heavens and earth will pass away but my word shall never pass away. So you see, we must stay with the word. The voice.
Numbi kanavo adavo manhuo. Jesu kodomo. Jinukusi kodo aikumanko nanvo. A manhuo te nanvo gberea. Mi mondo. Mi indona non poha huoa. Beo.
So many confused things. The people get up. They don't know the word. And they say things. And maybe it sounds very reasonable. Communism is a very reasonable thing. Everybody the same. There's no more capitalists, they're all communists.
Nun blu blu gege, somo, mele non site, ye tun hoa, bo ye non uli nun ledo, bo bo yao, e non hwe a yi. Kondo pa klon yi nun de bo hwe a yi tra la. Men bina huzu nun do kwa, meta klon mele, de sonanti yan.
Did you ever stop to think that that's a false revival communism is? And where did he pattern it after? Jesus said the two spirits would be so close it would deceive the elected if possible.
Mika kononte, boli nu kondo, fifoncite gbleg blede wea, kondo pakulon, bo fite eka kon, bodo de, ponde u ton biton, ye. Jesus do ye wele nan di ye dele so mombo e nan flu men tian tian le nu e si hupe we.
And everything the devil's got, it's a perversion of what God created. Sin is righteousness perverted. A lie is the truth misrepresented. Adultery is an act that God ordained as too perverted.
Bo, nunde buedo aovisio, nue maudua sing bleblewe. Wau ni, nun jaja yuae e hengle, nun vuka ni, nun boe, e so tenang bo. Afodo be ni, nue si gbe mau nami ede gblegble.
All unbelief is the perversion of belief. You have to deny the truth in order to take the perversion. See, straighten out these voices. Test them by the word and see if it's truth.
Undidie ehengblewe numandi binyi mikado namo nungbuo bonando sa nu nungblegbleya mimoa minjulagbe elalebi bokpe banuye bonhuaji bokpondo nungbuo weaji.
Oh, how we could go on these voices of the day, but our time's past. But so many voices that people don't know what to do.
Oh, mi kon le mi na ko si hu inu kon bo inu kon gbon bonando do khodo gbe egbe ton e lo le u amo wenu mi ton ko din amo gbegege tin so mo bo mele so tun nu eye na wa ya.
The Methodists will finally hear a Baptist preacher. They'll go over there. They'll stay there while then they go to Luther.
Methodist le na gba bodo to ma ho jila to Baptist de do vivanu. Yena idon yena no fine ho wenu klemde bo enion gudo bona yi literen legon.
And in the Pentecostals, they have different groups. One will run to one and one to another. Then back and forth. It shows you're not stable.
Bo do Pentecostus le meon ye dog be vovole de na kan wezun yi de ogon bo de ona yi de ogon enion gudo bona leko lobole yi.
Hear his voice.
Amen.
Here it is, wrote on paper. The voice. The voice will be confirmed if it is the truth.
Mi segbeton. Edie. Bo e wulando we manji. Beo. E nankledo beo nyi nubo. Nunubo we enyi.
The church world don't know what to do. The political world is in chaos. Everything seems to be in chaos. Fellows run from here. Something else rise up. Some jacket, some coat.
Be agwonton sotun nwe enawaea. Be tohodi doton do nu hayahayanda home. Nun biwe di blado hayahayanda home. Yandele no kanwezun. Sifi nun devo non site. Au bode, au dotonde.
When I was in Rome, they got 19 different vindicated nails that was drove in Jesus' hand. And there's only three. But yet they've got the record at 19 different nails.
But when we you Roma, ye do mujen do po do po kan we wo eji etede. Bodo ye wa ekwedo alomenu Jesu. Bo atonge we katin. Ekado moncho. Ye do kundi de wujen dopo dopo kan we woton.
Now what difference does it make? Who has a nail? Christ never left us nails to worship. He left us the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
By His word.
Dion, vobi bonde teka de men. Nu mene do wujen yon. Kli sujo wujen le donu mi. Bo minan sen yon. Ejo yesi si on donu mi, bon hotonji.
These signs shall follow them that believe. They'll have the original nail. They'll have, these signs shall follow them that believe. They belong to the denomination I started. He started none. See how the voice is contrary?
Nwe me di nunu mi ne la longjela le die. Yenando hunjen adodwe awaya. Yenando. Nwe me di numine la nongjela le die. Yenanyi agwin koe undo duwa tonwea. E do debu doa. Mi mon le gbe odo gbe vogbon ea.
But these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. There's the word. They shall speak with new tongues. Take up serpents that would not harm them. They drink deadly things that would not bother them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And you watch these things, plus all the rest of the scripture, put together.
Amon, Nwe made in numila nanon jalale di ye. Do yin kote me on. Ye nanonya ye an lesing beto le di. Fie huo de one. Ye nando ho dog beyo yome. Ye nambose daon. Ena wanun denu ye ya. Ye nambonu nuvenu on. Ena wanun denu ye ya. Ye nanondo alo azizon le di. Bo nan bo azonu ye. Bo mi pon nu elole gonu. Nun lang lang e kuwa bi. Bo sodopo.
Now that alone will not confirm it. Not at all. Therefore, we Pentecostals get on the wrong road.
Dion, Edion Karanakla Dodile, Nugowea, Bede Bede, Fie, Mime Pentecostis, Lemle Ali Bodeone.
Did not Jesus say, many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, have not I done mighty things in your name? Have not I prophesied in your name? Have not I done all this in your name? And Jesus said, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus manko do mo ate. Mengege na wa gonte egbenengbe. Bonando, akluno. Eman ka yin koto mewe. Unwa nun sien sien le doa. Eman ka yin koto mewe. Undo wen. Be ido de do wan. Eman yin koto mewe. Unwa nun elole bi doa. Bo Jesu do mi be mi de sinu kunte me nu en wa to le mi untu mi pon gbere ha.
Do you see my sisters and my brothers why I'm so condemning and indicting this generation?
Mi mo novite nyonu podo sunu ko emi nu ewutu unondo we donu jijime elo lobono do we do ye wea.
You might speak with tongue like men and angels. You might dance in the spirit all around the church. That has nothing to do with it. I've seen Muhammad's dance around like that.
Esi kunyi do mi nondo hodo gbe devo me di gbetole alo wensangule do un. Esi kunyi do mi nonduwe do ye o me. Bono lele do agwon bi. Eni ondo nun ti khe ha. Umo mahome mele bo ye nonduwe lele do bomo.
I've heard in the doctor, witch doctor's camp, seen the witches stand up and speak in tongues and interpret it and tell exactly what was going to happen, and it happened that way.
On se do dotogan amawa tolesi gonume. Bo mo aze tolesite. Bo do hodo gbeleme. Lobo nanti menton. Bo do nwe do nanjewe pepepe. Bo eje gbomonu go.
I seen even a pencil raise up. And write in unknown tongues, the only one there could read it. It was of the devil.
Un tremon bo nun lanu site, bo un lanu do gbe matu matu leme. Bo medo poge do fine jensi hu peu, bo ha, bo kanyi a oviton.
You can't base your eternal destination up on some sensation. Satan can't impersonate any of those sensations.
Bimasi hu so te jeten mavo mavo miton jijon. Numi mondo agbaza men jine. Satan si hu pe u. Bovle numi mondo agbaza men. Enele debu.
Not, it's to know Christ. Something changes in your life. Watch your life and pattern it with the word and see where you're at. Taking inventory. Certainly.
And you know. Enan ton klisu howe. Nunde non huzu do gbemiton men. Mi kon gbemiton. Bo jile do huwa wu. Bo mon fie minde. Enan blo a konta do dantan men.
In spite of all this impersonations, false voices, false prophets, all these other things that's rising up, Jesus still said, in spite of all of this, if any man will you hear my voice and follow after me? He is the word.
So moi, nun vlevle elole bi, be agole, be do nyetole, nun devo elole bi do te siweo, Jesu kado. So moi elole bi tiyon, enyi mende segbe che, bo fwedo mi. Ewa nyi huwa.
Listen his commission to us today, and all these voices. Which I said it would take hours to bring out all these voices. And it's confusing to the people. It's a pathetic thing.
mi ndoto azaye ezon mi egbe dogbe elale bime de undajile enanko ho ganji ho nambide bonando dogbe elale biton bo nunde we bono hen togwon blu nunde we bo bla unume.
And after all, you don't get the second chance, you got to take it now. You might not get a chance tonight. You might not get a chance tomorrow. It's now. When you hear my voice, harden not your heart, as in the days of provocation.
Bo, numbi guduwa, mi sado nyonan devoa, mi indonan suwedi, esi hunyino, mi sonando nyonan de zanzandiyan, esi hunyino, mi sonando nyonan de soye jaya, diwe, enyi mi segbete yo, mi mantrito, gufi fon wenunda mo.
Now is the time. This is acceptable time. That if any man will hear my voice, that goes to show that his voice would still be there in the midst of all the chaos. He's still got a voice.
We are nundi edi, when we in aso yonu mendo e asu, nung better than andro tog bete yone. Eni on anhledo, beton anpodo te. Do nu hayan hayan da ho elobime. Elakpodo gbede do we.
Why? His voice will ever remain. Here it is. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my voice shall not pass away. His word.
Ani utu, beton anpodo te tegbe. Edie. Jini kusi podo ayin kukban ko nan vo. Among gbete nan vo ha. Hotan.
Let's just take, say, another 5 minutes, quickly. Will you stay that long, or a few minutes? I'll hurry. Let's just take some who heard this voice and obeyed it. How it made them act. What it made them to do.
Minu, mini so, mano, cheju atonge devo, mali mali. Mina si hu non temo. Alo nu teju wedea. Dion unaya wublo. Minu minanso me segbe lo. Lobo se tonu na ele de. Le ezombo yewa nugbon e. Nue ezombo yewa e.
I'm going to bypass a lot of a scripture here just in order to get the right straight to you. How it changed their lives and all them that was about them. How they become the oddball. We call it oddball.
Dion, unanjo nu, mwamange geyin kendo fi, bonando klemitrolo, le e uzugbe ye tonkodo, me lele do ye lepo, tonkbon ye, le ye uzu nu vonon lekbon ye, minon yilo ye do, nu vonon.
Every man that ever did believe God was considered an oddball. Because if you're in the trend of the world, there's something wrong with you.
Beto dopo dopo eko di nu ma ukon eno mwendo mo nu vonande do eni minonzan walo gbemefiton unde ti bo jedoro miwu.
To be a Christian, you have to be an oddball. For all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions of the world. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Quickly now, listen close to as we close.
Mindo na nyi nu vonande, bonando nyi inkrisu sento, do gbeme fi mele, nansayanu ye me non zangbe, sisi donu ma uton, do klisu jesu mele utu. Eko do gbe ome, bo ejiwe e blo gbe ogbon, chobo gbe okatun yan, niya niya di, mi wulito wenwe, minanfoe.
Adam heard his voice in the cool of the evening and had fellowship with him. There was no condemnation to Adam. He heard the voice of God and said, Father, now I lay me down to sleep.
Adam unse gbeton, do gbadanu bi, lobodo kondopo he wede nu mende buko de nu adamwa eno segbe ma wutonda yi bo enondo toche diwe umlai bonadamlo.
And he laid down an Eve on his arm. The lion, the tiger, and the wild beast laid right around him. There's no harm. No way of getting sick. No way of wondering if they wake up in the morning. They're going to wake up. Adam heard his voice in the way that he ought to have heard it.
Bo enomlai, bo evu no ganje aboton wu, kini kini yon, bo wenkano, bo gbe kan lenomlai lele duwe. Nde kanon jea, de wagwande de bo, enan jea zwan, de wagwande de bo, enan kambia ededo a yina hondo emi adia, yenan fon, adam non segbe ton le, edo nan segbon e.
But one day he heard his wife's voice. I better leave that alone for a while. But he listened to the wrong voice. Yet it was his wife. The closest tie he had on earth.
Amo, eka wa segbe asi tonton gbedopo. Unangba bojo ene ondo nu, venu kle unde. Amo, beyanyan onwe edoto. So mo e enyi asi ton. Kan e sekwe bi, do aikun bandiye.
Why didn't he like Job, thou speakest like a foolish woman? If it would, the whole human race would be living instead of dying. It changed the course of human beings and time.
Ani utuwe emanka do di, Job don wa, anon do hodi nyonwe aiton mando ganji a don, mwe eko nyon, beta ku ka on biwe nanko do gbe. Bo man sonan kuwa, e huzu alonu beto nyinyile, podo weyonu po.
But he heard a voice of God, he had fellowship with it. But when he turned, how did he know that his wife was wrong? Remember, it was pleasant.
Amo eko segbe ma uton dopo, eko do kondopo hae da yi, amo wenwe, ele ko eo. Newe enako si kutundo asi emiton kuwegbon. Mifli, enyonse.
We think today that our organization church, we think that our prosperity today is God smiling upon us. It looks good.
Minon vedo egbedo. Beta miton agun. Minon vedo egbedo. Nwedo yinu miwe egbe onyi maudo nukodo miwe sin. Eno yonkon.
It looked good when Micah stood there before the 400 prophets and the whole land belonged to him and the Philistines was on it. It was the Syrians. It looked good.
Nde wa boko yonpon wenwe miche kwete do fine do gbeido afowe nukon. Bo towa biwe yin yetan. Bo felicite le kado jitan. Alo asilien le. Nde wa bo yonpon.
These prophets is telling, go out there, that belongs to us, take it. But it wasn't the voice of God. Micah turned around and cursed the voice.
Gbeido elole nondo dido wedo miton idon miton wa eniyan yi mi swa lo gbe ma uton kawe a bo mi te leko bodonu gbe o.
And how did he know to do that? Because his vision was exactly with the word. That's the only way to trust it and see it today. It's got to be on the word.
Bo newa eka tun le ena wa eniyangbon do ni mo montan sogbe ha huo pepepe utu de wa gbon do pogede bo enan de jideu lo bo muwe egbe one e donan jijon huo ji dandan.
Then did you notice after Adam listened to another voice besides God's voice, his own wife? And the church is listening to the voice of her organization, injecting into them creeds instead of the word, letting them live any way they want to, as long as they go to church and a member of a certain church. That's all matters.
Minka kodokenjia, When we Adamu, Doto, be devose, be mauton wea, asi tontutum, bo agwankado todo, be beta tonton we. Bodo, undin lefion do ye mewe. Do huateme. Bonanjo e dobo, ye non zang be alokpa debue julo ye. Ye ni veko yi agunde me. Bonyi agunde si menkpong. Hua bijen kone.
Closest connection that the believer has on earth to them is the church. But the believer, the real believer, the closest connection is the Holy Spirit and God's Word.
Kan chicha timi timi bie, nundi todo, do ayi kongbanzi yo, nu ye dele yo, agwanwe. Amon, nundi to ti tengbe yo, kan chicha timi timi biyo we nyi, yesi senyon, ma ukuwa we.
So you find out that Adam realized his condition, and he heard the voice of God calling again. And he was in fig leaves then. But it was a voice of condemnation. Why have you done this?
Minamondo Adam wa mo nokunu je ninu metan wu. Bo elesegbe ma utan do yoyrewe. Bo ekodo figi maleme wenenu. Among be wadonu metan de kawe. Ani utu kawe. Adonu elote.
I wonder if America today or the world in its religious uproar as it is. In America, being swallowed up. It'll be a national religion pretty soon.
Nga otunu America egbeo, alo egbeo do zingiri tondududo sisen liho, le ekodegbon, bo America odo numiwe, edo emiwe biyo, ema na wa unyi sisen akota obiton, zande dinwo aji.
Who's sitting before me? I know it's tapes, and it'll go all over the world. We have tape programs that every message takes the whole world in. All other countries.
Me waka do ai di jono nukonte. Untuno kalewe. Bo enayi gbeo bime. Mindo tito kaleton. Bono wendo podo po nanso gbeo bideme. To delebi.
But if you look and see, they're standing in fig leaves. When the true voice of God comes out, they don't know what to do about it. It's confusing. They don't know what to do.
Eyon, diyon, eyi mi na kpombo mo, figi maleme we, mido tele, pong. Gwenwe, gbeti tengbe ma u tonton eyo, ye tun we, ye na wade uwa. Eno hen memblu, ye tun we, ye na wae ya.
Quickly, Noah heard the voice of God. He was preparing to save his life. And he followed the instructions and he stood.
Nia, no way se gbe mauton. Eko do nun sowe, bonando kulen gbe tongan. Bo, ekwe do nwe e zwenle bo egan.
If a man hears the voice, now listen, catch this real good. Don't fail. If a man hears the voice of something, and if it's proven to be the voice of God, and on time, and then that proceeds forth from the man, heavens and earth will pass away, but that word can't pass away.
Enyin gbeto de segbeo, diyon minoto, mi wuli elo gandhi, mi mahopo, enyin gbeto de segbe, nundeton. Bo enyi ekhle dog be mauton we yo. Bo do game yon. Bo enyi yon gudu wo. Enyi yon ton sing beto o me yon. Jinu kun sik podo a yi kuk bangpo nan vo. Amon, ho enyi yon kanan vo a.
Noah heard the voice and condemned the world. And they laughed in his face because his message didn't cope with their scientific achievements. But it rained and destroyed the whole world. His voice that went forth, the seed was laying there. Every age it's been the same way.
No way segbeo. Bodo wenu gbeo. Bo ye kwe agbangba. Do eyesin. Si wen sogbe ha nu kon ye. Ye dodo. Nu yueni holea. Amon. Jika ja nu bo. Bo bagbeo bi. Mimoa. beton e ton e yo, nun kuon kodo a imamon do fine, mondo kuwa we eko nyi nu, kweta do kodo po.
Samuel, alarmed when he heard the voice of God, that he was go ahead to condemn Eli, the man that had nurtured him, the man that had been a daddy to him, and had raised him up and fed him.
Samuel, Hesidi, when we essay Bemauton, do Edona Zundo, ye do when Eli, nya penu kun wuton e, nya yin todeni, bo hen, bo esu, lobo nen dudue.
Minister brothers, Shala, ministers many times. Upon their denominational grounds and creeds, their credentials in their pocket, of the very pappy, the very organization that's nurtured them and fed them and brought them up in position, they put them in church and put them in a congregation. You have to knock down to what they teach.
No, Vitesu no, Mauzawatalemi, Mainukoa, Mauzawatalemi, Azongegeo. Do ten podo undinu po agwenko ye ton tonji. Bena men we male do apo ye ton meyon. To tun tu ton. Beta ye pe nukon ye wu. Bo na ye undudu. Lobo hen ye. Bo ye su. Lobo so tenu ye do agwen men tun tu on. Lobo so ye do ple ple de meyon. Min do nang bidi nwe. Ye non klon me. Mi moa.
What a horrible thing it would be for a true servant of God to hear the voice of God and have to come back to that same mother organization. Say, you're condemned because you don't receive this word.
Nunyanyilande tewe enanko nyinu mesinta mauton adodwede. Enyi esegbe mauton. Loboka adona leko inong. Beta do po niyankon. Do, edo wenuwe. Do, anoyi ho elo awutu.
What a thing. It was hard for Samuel. But he was a prophet. He had to do it. Regardless of the word heard or not, he had to do it anyhow.
Nundewe, me. Nundewe. Bove unu Samueli. Among beido dewe. Ekanyi. Edonamblo. Enambo dakpa wu. Numeo. Emankado. Edonamblo jenwe.
Moses heard the voice of God. He was full of theology. He knew all the ins and outs, but it failed. He heard the voice of God. Moses was never the same. And no man is never the same.
Moses said, Bemauton, Eko gapo ma wunyanu doho po dayi, etun biomele, podo titon lepo bi, amon eka jayi, esek Bemauton, Moses sonyi nundo poa, bo, beta debu sono nyi nundo kuwa.
You might hear in your ears the voice speaking, but when you hear in your heart,
that's it,
the voice speaking, then you're hearing.
Esi hunyi do, minan se do, to mi ton leme. Do, gbiyado ho do we. Amon wenwe mi se do, ayi mi ton me on. Bo, gbeado hodaweo, mi moa. Wenwe, mindo si se weyeo ne.
You do not see with your eye. You look with your eye. You see with your heart. You see something, say, I just don't see it. You mean you don't understand it.
Mi no mo nukpodo nukumitongpo, ha? Mi no pon nukpodo nukumitongpo. Ayi mitongwe, mi no sado mo nuna. Mi no mo nunde, bonondo. Undo nuwa mo we akpong.
You do not hear with your ears. You hear with your heart. Many times your ears hears the true voice of God and it falls off you like water off of a duck's back. But when you really hear, you hear with your heart.
To mi ton lewe, mi non sado senu na. Ayi mi ton we, mi non sado senu na. Azonge ge tin. Bo, to mi ton le non segbe titengbe ma uton. Bo, enon fleja yi, simisi, di sinye koin, papa nengbe don, amon wenwe mi se nungbo ton, And
all the theology that Moses had, he hadn't heard the voice of God, but one day, God called this 80-year-old sheep herder over to one side and spoke to him, and he caught it. He proved that he was God.
Bo ma wunyenu do ho bi e Moses do da ye o e ko se gbe ma u ton da yi a among gbe do po ma u yi lo yin gbo yin to pe kan we vi e lo yi a pa do po lo bo do ho ni bo a lo ton je u ton e khla do ma u we e mi yin.
First thing he done to Moses is vindicate his word. I'm going down, I remember what I promised, and this is what he promised for the last days. Raise up a people from the Gentiles. All the promises.
Nunu konton e. E wanu Moise, we yindo, e te de khotonji, unkwe ibe. Unfli nwe si akpa undo e. Bo nwe si akpa e kado, nu azan gudo gudo ton leb di e. E nan so togunde, do me mayi drifa lemen site. Podo akpa di do leb ikpo.
This I promised, said Moses. Take off your shoes. In other words, honor it. Now throw down your staff, and a dry stick off the desert became a serpent. And Moses caught it and went back to its condition again.
Nwesi akpa unduorie. Edoji Moisi. De afokpatwele si afo. Do hokwede vomeon. Uri ye yina. Dion, so lingbo yitokpo tuwe yin kome. Bo, po. Po huwe e monsado a heko jide huzu dan. Bo Moisi uli hen. Bo ele huzu je nino meton me.
He knew that was God, because God said, the word of God, the word that he was speaking, said, throw down the stick in your hand. That's God's word.
Mimoa, etunda jile ma uwe eni onyi, do ma udo, ma uhuwa. Hoe dowe ede doji sok poedo alotwe meni kome ma huone.
Don't try to do the same thing. That ain't God's word to you. That's God's word to Moses. Here's God's word to you.
Mi manu mini tempombo wa nudo kuwa o. Eni onwe yin ma huonu miya. Ma huonu Moizuwe eni onyi. Ma huonu miyondiye.
Throw down the stick. It turned to a serpent. So now you're afraid of it. Pick it up by the tail. Back it went again. God's word to him. What did he do? God vindicated his word.
So kwa yin kome, e huzu dan. Edo, he siri niwe ade diyan. Dren alo, bo hen avonuton, bo ele huzu. Ma u huwa nu e ye. Aniwe ekawa, ma u tede hotonji.
I had a call here a few months ago. It's been about a year ago. A little lady on the end of a telephone connection with a Baptist preacher and a Pentecostal preacher.
Ete kansado mi do fi sunwede diye mo. I, oh, eko I, ufwe dopo mo. E ufwe dopo. Nyonu nda ho, pe videwe do telefonu ka onu. Do, po ha ma u khojilato bati sude. Po do, ma u khojilato panteko tu sude po.
She said, Brother Branham, the Lord has made me a prophet. I said, fine. Said, you know, I'm told that you said that you bore record that my ministry was of God. Now, I couldn't do that. That's contrary to the word. So I said, lady, that's an error. I don't even know you.
Edo, no visunum Branham. Akuno saw me beida nyonu. Undo, eyon. Edo, akatwa. Edo, no midajile. Adajile. A. Ade kunundale, ma u gonwe, ma u zote gosi. Diyan unsi hublo mwa, edok bevo ha huwa. Mwun undo, nyonunda ho, nuvudewe enyonyi, untre tunwe loa.
And the Baptist preacher, I heard him. I heard the Pentecostal preacher. She said, well, I'm having a meeting here. And said, the Lord is doing great things. I said, I'm grateful for that.
Bo, ma u kojilata batiswa, undo tuwe. Undo to, ma u kojilata pantekotuswa. Edo. Eyon, undo plede do we do fi. Bodo, a klu non do nun da ho le wawe. Undo kudo ene on tame.
She said, I said, has he ever told you anything yet? He said, yes, I've got a great program in hand. I said, wonderful. I said, now watch your program. I said, what did the Lord tell you?
Edo, undo. E kako donu de nuwe kaka jedian. Edo, eh, unhwen tito da kwa de da si. Undo, e yon trala. Undo, diyon, aneve ka in tito tuwe. Undo, e taba akru non kado nuwe.
He said, go to Phoenix, Arizona on a certain date. And that I'm going to give you the Lost Dutchman gold mine. And you're going to take this gold that's found in there, and you're going to sponsor missionaries around the world. When we all know that the Lost Dutchman mine is a legend.
Hello, ye Phoenix, Arizona, do azan lelegbe, bo edion gudwa unanawe Dutchman sikadoe buwe, bo anansa sikae loe emonsado fine, bo ananjo fundo nume, bo nu enanse gbejizon lizontole. Do gbeya bime, wenwe, mimbika tundo. Khe khodewe, nyi dat mak doebuwe.
So he said, I said, well, I'll tell you how to find out whether it's God or not. I said, you be there on that day. And if it's you find the Lost Dutchman mine, then it's God. If you don't find the Lost Dutchman mine, then repent and get that lying spirit off of you.
How to find out where it's God or not. Mo edo, undo, unando le anantundo, ma we enyi alo, ewe agbonwe. Undo, yi fine do azan enyongbe. Bo enyi eje, bo amon Dutchman do ebue onugbo, ma we. Enyi amanka mon Dutchman do ebue ohun. Leko, Boy, bonu enanya ye adigmanton eni on sinjiwe. Le anantundo manwe enyi. Alo ewe agbone.
God said Moses threw down a stick, it'll turn to a serpent. He did it. He said, pick it up, it'll be a stick again. He did it.
Maudo, Moise, sopo tu eyin kome. Bo ena uzu dan, eblo. Edo, dren alo, bo swe. Bo ena la uzu po, eblo.
When God makes a promise of a ministry in this last days, He'll confirm it just exactly the way He said He would do it. Then you know you got the right voice. You're listening to the right thing because it's the Word being confirmed. See?
No, ma udakpa ma uzare ton do azan gudo gudo ton elole meyon enan dekla do nungbowe le ekodo do le eminamblogbon e pepepe enyon minon tuno mindo gbe sogbe oye. Mindo todo nwe sogbe owe. Do hoe e dekle do nungbu owe. Mimoa.
Oh, ha. I'm sorry. All right. Moses acted different. Look what a funny thing Moses done. Now, always when you're following the voice of God, you're crazy to the world.
Oh, le. Misoke mi. E sogbe. Moise wa nungbon alopavo. Mipon le. Nung. Nwe Moise wae o hwenso dion we debu nwe mindo fikwe dogbe ma utan we o minayin taduno nungbe elo.
The next day found Moses with his wife sitting on a mule and a young'un on her hip, or that's southern child, on her hip, and there there was this old man with beard hanging down like this, his bald head shining, a stick in his hand, leading a little donkey, going right down toward Jesus if as hard as he could go. Somebody said, Moses, where are you going? Going down to Egypt to take the thing over.
A young beton, emo Moise, podo asiton podo, aijijondo, soto chideji, bo, vuvian wiyande do, alikanton, alo, tofaligbegbene, vido alikanton, bo, eyanu yene, yangoho elo, podo atanfiya, wado lepo, bo taton susun o do sisewe bodo do asiton bodo toti pevide plawe bo feigbe ejipu trele bodo afode we sien le esihu de gbon e mededo moizi fite afwe unwe ejipu bona ihu honlon.
Wherewith he had failed as a young man, he had failed as a military man, but here he was going down to take over, and he did it. Why? He had heard the voice of God and seen it vindicated. For his day, for the things that was to be in his day, he saw it.
Tie eko jaidi don pare don de da ye eko jaidi so jade don da yi amo edi ekwe igbe bona ihu won e bo e ka blonugbo ani utu eko segbe mauton lobo mombo e tedajiton no azanton no nwe donantindo azanton legbe e moin.
Paul, a self-styled Pharisee, just as full of theology as he could be. But one day, he heard the voice of God. He saw a pillar of fire. And he knew there was something different. It changed his life.
Paul, e no yula ede do falizien de bo gokpo ma wu nyenu do ho le e si hu nyi gbon e amo e wa se gbe ma u tan gbero po e mo mi do tinde bo e tun do run de tin bo gbon vo e wu zu gbeton.
No matter how many Pharisees, how many Gamalias or anything else could cry out to Paul, you're wrong, Paul had heard the voice of God. He knew it was the truth.
Falizien le nabo supo bondebu, Gamaliel le nabo supo alo nundebu devo si husun ho trili sedo Paulu. Wetwe joa, Paulu kosegbe mauton, etundo nungbuowe enyi.
Peter, religious as he could be, keeping the traditions of the elders, he would not eat any meat. No, sir. He would have nothing to do about it at all. He was really keeping the traditions of the elders right to the word.
Pierre, si sanandi le esi huni gboye, bodo wendo menhola tonywe. Enondu landea, eo nyanti. Enondro bonando mi maha debua, wendo menhola ton le nywe ede titengbe. Bon,
what happened? One day he heard the voice of God. Don't call that common unclean what I made clean. He was a changed man. He is ready to go anywhere the Lord sent him.
Anywe kaje, ese gbe ma utan gbe ropo. Ma yola eni ando, nuve men podo, nuve no hemen bli epo. Nwe nwe, unso dodo, numime o. Enyi nya e. E huzwede, e wa dog besiso, bona yi fide buwe aklu non ansedwe.
Closing, I might say this. There was a man one time who was a believer. He had been dead 4 days. He was in the grave, stinking rotten. But he heard the voice of God speak. Lazarus, come forth!
Unko do fifowe, unsi hudo elo. Yande ting beropo bonyi undito eko do ti oho azan ene eko do yodome boko do wanwenwe lobo konyon amon esegbo gbe ma utondo ho laza tombo wa.
And if it brought a man forth after being dead and rotten, what ought to do to a church that still has life in it?
Amen.
It ought to resurrect them. In the mess of all of these voices that we've talked about, religious, politics, Hollywood, all the false prophecies and things that's gone out.
Bo enyi elekonu meko dotio boko nyonde wagbehun aniwe edona wanu agwe poro gbedo wedo edemede edona fun wagbe do gbe elole biesi huyan huyan wu mikodo hodo. Si senton to hodido Hollywood nwe gbeido yin de tole non dole podo nwe non ton le bipoe.
In the midst of all of it, the true voice of God will call a man that's dead in sin and trespasses to life again. It ought to take a backslidden church and call it to life again. Sure.
Do any of me beti tengbe ma utona yilo yande e kokudo wehu podo agodi dele pome. Le wa gbe edona so agun ekojo ago igudode lobo yure wa gbe dandan.
Remember, in closing, I say this, then I'll close. Jesus said the time would come when all that was in the grave would hear the voice of God. You're going to hear it. No matter what condition you're in, you're going to hear it anyhow.
Mifli, bodando fuo unando ilo bo eni ongudwa unamfo jesu do we onundo na wasu when we medo yodo mele na segbe mauton bo mi kanan se ino mende bwe me minde yo mi kanan se danda.
And some of them that come out of the grave will come to condemnation. They hear the voice, but it's condemning. And if you hear it today, the day after so long a time when you hear my voice, harden not your hearts, as you did in the days of provocation.
Bo, me na fon, bo ton sin yo do me le yo, e na ando we nu ye ton le di, ye segbe yo, a mon we de nu me we, enyi, bo, enyi mi ka se, egbe yo, we nu gege ko wa igudo, enyi mi segbe te un, mi mantrito,
if you, Pentecostal people, grouping yourself out in creeds again, in worldliness, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof, before you have to rise in the resurrection to be condemned, because the voice of God that speaks to you now through the Word will condemn you in that day.
But any me, Pentecostale, Kaledo, Mindeho Pelewe. Do undinuleme, do henken, do gbemefisi waloleme yon. Yenanyi ma osinto do nukunta bo kanangbe nwenyi honglon ti tengbe nou si senyon e. Chobo nou mina wafon, do fifon si kou wenu. Bo enan do wenu mi yon, do gbe ma uton e. Do hodo nou mi wedzin, bon hodo di e yo, nan do wenu mi do azan enyongbe.
If you're just a lukewarm believer, the voice of God cries in your heart this morning, you are a lukewarm believer, you'd better repent.
You
man, women, boys, or girl, that's not living for Christ, and the voice of God speaks to you through His Word and says, stop doing that. You better do it, because you're going to hear it again one day, and it'll condemn you. You can't deny it. It's speaking to you now. And remember, it's recorded.
Sunu le mi, nyonu le mi, sunu vile, alo nyonu vile mi, e manko do gbe zanu krisu we ale, bo gbe ma uton, nondo hodonu mi we, bon hoton di, bo nondo di do we do, mi gomon blo, e na nyonu mi udo. Minimblo do mina le vose gbedopo bo enando wenu mi mi si hupeu bo mwea edo hodonu mi wedin bo mi fli e iro kanji.
And those who does riot and hears his voice will rise the righteousness to glory to heaven.
Bo me no wa nun dagbe, bo non segbe ton, nan fon, non wejijo, non susu, non sewe.
So you're going to hear the voice of God sometime. Maybe faintly this morning it speaks in your heart that you should turn from the way that you're going, turn back to God.
Mi na wa segbe ma uton wedenu, de dewe enako do hododo. I meet me where Zanzanti. Do, mini lek or sin ali emlen we. Mide eji, bo lek or wa maugon.
Now remember, they'll record that voice that's speaking to your heart in heaven. And someday when Jesus does call and all that's in the grave, all right and wrong, will rise.
Dion mi flin. Ye na yigbe enion, edo hodo do I meet me where yo, do kanji, do sewe. Bo when we Jesu na yilo gbedo po bo medo yodo mele bi me bi ndagbe wa tole podo nuya wa tole po ye na fon wa gbe.
And then this very same voice will whisper right back to you. Phoenix, Arizona, on a certain Sunday morning when the minister had held you so long speaking on the voice.
Bo eni ongudwa gbe lo do po desu na vo do honu mi do pa. Do Phoenix, Arizona, do akuno zangbe zanzandeyo, wenwe mauzo wato hemido te supo, bodo ho do do gbe owu we yo.
I spoke to you, told you women to let your hair grow out, quit dressing immorally, told you men to quit that lying, smoking, told you preachers to turn back to the Word of God. That's right, that still voice say it could be right.
Undo honumi bodonu mime nyonule do mini joda mi tondo bonu enanwu bodiga bogon nu sisa womono tondo bodonu mime sunule do mini gon adigbando bogon azonu bodonu mime mahojira tole do mini leko wa mahu okan mimo nre dogbe unjaye a enian sogbe gbe fifa enian nondo esi hunyi numbo sogbe.
If I had to come like Nicodemus, I'd still try to get there. I'd come to him and go out here in the desert somewhere and say, Lord God, here I am, change me now. Mold me in your fashion. Come back to the Word.
Enyi ebiodo, undona wadi Nicodemus do unwe hun. Unangbe tenkon, bo idon. Unanko wagonton. Bo tonje fi do aheko jido fide bodo akruno mawu. Nyindie, uzumi di, blomi, do, alotweji, mileko wa huwakon.
Somewhere where you see you're leaving off in the Word, come right back to that. Because a chain is its strongest at its weakest link.
Fidebo, mi mondo, mi doki ho yinkendo, huwa menwe o, mi ya u, wa eni onkon, do gankwe voda bi, do wolode uwe o.
And anywhere in your life that you've left the commandment of God off to serve a tradition, there's where your chain will break, no matter how firm you are on the other thing. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us pray.
Bo fidebu do gbemi tome mi ho ma o se yin kende bo rando se wendo de o. Fie wolo mi ton na wende o ne, de bo e mi li do, do nunde o jie. Mi hen alo ma uton e manon huzu a e, minu mina hode.
Today, after so long a time, Lord, you said that you'd speak, you'd write your laws upon the tables of hearts. I know not what stands before me. The only thing I know to do is take your word and spread it out. Surely it will lodge beneath some rock somewhere.
Egbe do wenungege elogudo akluno. Ado emina ndo ho emina wulanse emitonle do ayileme awianteji dom. Untun nwedo tepomi do nukome ha. Ndo poge untun bona wayo wenyi do yini so hotwe lobonang bajemeton. Ena wakwenyi awiande leglo do fide dada.
I pray, God, that you'll speak to every young person, every middle-aged old person, whatever it might be. Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to these ministers' hearts. Speak to the congregational hearts. We pray, Father, that today we will hear your voice.
Non de bue esi hunye, dohono aiche akluno, dohono ai mau zawato e loleton, dohono ai pepleoton, min do de hoe, to do minasegbe tue egbe.
And we know as it was in the days of Samuel, an open vision is a rare thing and it startled the people. So is it today.
Bo minkatun. Le eko nyindo azan Samuel ton le men gbon e o do nunde khla men gbon mi mo me nyinu de bo ha lo bo e fian to gbon mo we e de gbon egbe.
We have dreams and dreamers, we have speakers and interpreters, but an open vision coming forth with the word of the Lord and corrected.
Mindo drole podo drokuto le pa. Mindo me nondo hole podo me nonti ye melekwa amon nunde kla men gbon mi mo me e na ton wa podo akuno huopo lobo eplon jrojloton.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that that voice that was crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, that we believe the Holy Spirit gives that voice again today, prepare for the coming of the Lord.
Mindo de huwe tuero non sehwe do bedo hosuwe do betotro menda yineo minin blo alidonu akluno mindinu do yesisyon non let de gbe enion egbe min sonunu wiwa akluno ton.
And how odd it is, because there's so many other voices to numb it and to take it out. But it's gracious in the ears of those that hear it. I pray that the Holy Spirit will now do the work in the hearts of all of us.
Bo, enyi nubok bonvo, do gbegege de voletin somo. Bo nazon bo, enan kuye, lo bo, enan de ton jehenken, lo o, Eka nyon se nou me non se enele. Undo de howe, do yesi sioni wazo, do ayi, do kodo po mi ton tome.
While we have our heads bowed, not trust our hearts bowed, if you know somewhere that you have disobeyed in your life, know some scripture that you know that's Bible teaching that you haven't cooperated with because something Hollywood voice made you do something different.
Bo when we mi kodo ta mi ton le do lo bo undido mi ko hiwa ai mi ton le yo enyi mi ton fide mi ko veto lide do gbe mi ton me on mi ton wanande bo mi ton do eni on pon me we ma ho we ma on de bo mi ka ko wa zo do po ha o do nunde gbe Hollywood ton de ko zombo
Some place that you ministers has found a place in the Bible that's actually the truth. But you know your organization would put you out if you taught that. You know it's absolutely truth.
Tende bo, mi me ma uzo wato le mo. Do, tende do, ma ho me ame. E nyi nu buo desu no. A mo mi tun do, beta mi ton an de mi ton. Enyi emi plon eni ome bo mi ka tun ganji do nu gbo owe bi teli na.
To you people who take the wrong thing, live the wrong life, you fathers and mothers that's not trying to correct your children, not trying to raise them.
No mi me no so nu yanyan bo don do gbe yanyan san we mi to podo no po e ma do titen pon we Bonado gbẹrun nu vi mi ton lewe ale bo mando titen pon we bonado plon dagbeye we ale mi.
You may try your best and they're going out on worldly anyhow, but you're putting example before them. And if you're not doing it, the voice of God is speaking to you. Don't do that.
Esi huyin do mi no wa nu ewu mi pe bi cho je kale podo nu kan yi we do gbe mi fi sin wa lo le mi pon luo mi ka do Ponde wude chlewe do nukon yiton. Bo, enyi manka ko do momblo we a uwe un. Be ma uton do hodon mi we. Mi go momblo.
Now with every head bowed and all eyes closed, and may the God of heaven look down into the hearts of that person that's hungry and finds the place where they're wrong.
Bo, diye meroko ropo nan do tado. Lobo na mionu kunwe yo. Bonu ma usekwe ton nikpon do sedo. Do ayime hovedo sisi wele tome. Bo mon fie yeku wede ile.
And with a hand up to God saying, Lord, I truly desire for your voice to take out all the unbelief and all the things that's not like you and make me what you'd have me to be. Would you raise your hands while you... Lord bless. God bless you.
Bo podo alode do jisedo ma upoe yo. Bo nando do didowe doji akluno. Ndo jlo do nungumendo betwe ninde numandi bi. Podo nwe manti wedon le bi poton. Lobo nan somi do huzu nwe ajlo do nyini yena minanze alomitonle yi aga wenwe mi akluno ninda cheminji mau ninda cheminji.
Then the Bible said, Jesus said, in the spite of all these other voices, yet if a man shall hear my voice, follow after him, you're going to get your desire.
Enyo mau howe mau do menji Jesu do menji bo so moe gbe de vole de yo cho enyi gbe to de nan se gbe che mi fwe dwe mi na mon jiro mi ton yi.
Lord, time is running out, but the Bible said that as many as believe were baptized.
Akru no wenu okodo vivo we amo ma hoe ma kako dojile ye me dinu le biye o.
I pray, Heavenly Father, that every one of those that raise their hands in true confession, that the Word of God that they have read and seen that they've been wrong, I never look at half of them. It's not for me to look. It's for you to look, Lord. You know the motive and objective behind the hand that raised up.
Do ye meze alo yetone yiji do nungbo hulekule me. Do ye ko ha ma uhuwa. Bo mondo jile ye ku huwele. Unko mon vlodo we yeton kwa. Miwe kado nan kwa. Viwe do nan kwa. Aklu no. Atun nu udo do kodo lina wa kwe do. Alo ye ze yiji gudo.
Let them from this very hour purpose in their heart from this day henceforth, I'll take the word of God and the voice of God and follow it no matter what the price is.
Nambonu, besin ganghihoe lo desu no meyo, yeni nondo, lin lindo ayimewedo, besin egbeyo, sin din kakaso yo, unanso ma uhuo, podo gbe ma utonkwa, lobo na kwe duwe, nunde buwe, e nansi hu hoe.
And bear in their mind as they're going, the song of the poet, must Jesus bear the cross alone? And all the world go free. Oh, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me. And this consecrated cross I'll bear until death shall set me free.
Bono, yeni hendo lilime. Wenwe, yenando yiwe. Enyi hangpata si han. Jezu, dokponongge wekadona hen akluzu o, bo gbeyo bi nan vowete ya. Eo, akluzu dede, nou meroko dokpo. Akluzu dede nou mi. Bo, unandida akluzu we lo e sodo vowe, kaka ije wenwe, kuna de mi te doye.
Then when the voice of God speaks, I'll come forth in His righteousness. For I have followed His voice, the voice of His word. I commit them to You now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Eni anguduo, wenwe gbe ma uton nan do ho doe yo, unanton, bo wa, do wajijo tome, do unko kwe do gbe ton, gbe ho ton ton, unsoye da sinuwe, din aklunon, do nyinko Jesu Christ tome.
Now while we have our heads bowed, you making your confession and your pledge. I'm amazed at a little boy sitting here twisting his head around. And there is a voice for the church. I'm the Lord who heals all thy diseases. That's a voice in the church.
When we minando tamiton ledo di bo minando wehuhu mi tondo we. Lobonando bejini non si akpa miton do weye. Sunon vi pe vide do ajijan do fi bo notan pachami. Enando taton sro yi gu do we. Bo gbede ka ade nou agwon. Nye wenyi ma ou mavo mavo enon bo azon lebi nou miye. Enyo wenyi gbede do agwon men.
And all you who have need of healing and you're living a consecrated life to every word of God that you know what is right, and you have a need of healing, I wonder if you just raise up your hands. Raise up your hands. Lord,
I have a need of healing.
Bo mi me do hudo a zongbi bo ton le bi. Bo mi kodo gbe e soro vode zanwe. Le ma o kodo kodo po kodo gbon e. Bo mi tun nwe sogbe. Bo mi do hudo a zongbi bo ton de. On tunon mi nan veko ze alomi ton iji ya. Mi ze alomi ton iji. Aklu non. On do hudo a zongbi bo ton de.
All right. Now keep that voice in your heart. I am the Lord and heals all thy diseases. Remember, when the word is spoken, it has to come to pass.
Esogbe, dion mi hengbe enion do ayimi tome. Nyewe yi ma u manfo manfo yi nongbo azonle binu miye. Mi flin, wenwe eko do hoeyo, edo nanje.
Jesus said, Mark 11:22. If you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you can have what you said.
Jesu do, maki wedo po konukunwe. Enyi mi do no soe lodo, seten sifi, bo maka honu pondo, ayi mi tomean, lobo di nundo, nwe dowe emindi onanjeo, minamon nwe emimbio eyi.
Now, each one in our own way now, bow your head. Make your confession. Lord, I believe your word. I hear your voice telling me that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Dion, dokpo dokpo miton, di le e jule gbon e. Mindo ko miton do. Mindo we wu miton. A klu non. Ondi nou koto e. Unse bo gbeto e donu mindo. Anyi nou dokpo o so.
I'm going to walk down and lay hands on this child because he's too little to know what it's all about. Precious little boy, about the size and the age of my little Joseph. And I want all of you to be praying. Praying. Lord, I hear your voice, I believe.
Unadi zonli jete. Bodo alole vieloji. Do ekpodo yokwavu nyi wedi. Bodando tun. Nwe elobi nyiye. Sonu vi kpe vi vivena, e di blasu lobodo hwe vi che kpe vi Joseph ton e, bo, unjolo do, mi men bini do de hwe, bo do de hwe, aklu non, un se gbetwe, undi nou.
Heavenly Father, we're bringing this audience to you for the healing of their body. And Lord, you're such a poor little child, he's attracting my attention all along in the message. Seeing a parent sit there holding a little fellow.
To e non se kwe, mi do jose to gwen lo kpola wa, non wewe, non azongi bo akbaza e tonton, bo akru non. Sonon vi kpe vi de diye, do a e jijan lo fiye. E domi, bo mbo nukun yi wututon, do wen yon jirajila bi we non. Bo mmo menji tode, do a e jijan lo fine.
Through medical science, there's not a hope for the little guy. There is a voice of God that rides over everything. And as this church joined together to make every commandment that I know how to do, the rest belongs to you, Father. I'm walking down and laying hands on that child.
Do to nu yen li ho no kun do do de no nyam vi o a be ma o ton e no kun so gbon nu bi ta nu e o tin do fi bo wen we agun e lo bi je po bo nan do de gbe do po do po bo nu una si hutun de wa gbon e o nu e po le bi do asito e to ndo zon li nan di we jete bo nan do alo vi enionji. Mao, Lord, in call Jesus Christ to come in, ndo bwe nu elo globo no honron ma wutan azon gbigbo ma wutan fo gbigbo nde ni tin do emen somo do teju atomedin yemen bi ni wa ma wugan nu susuto e.
Heavenly Father, you gave the promise. That's all I know. You gave the promise.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
It has been done. It's been said. If you say to this, and I'm saying to every devil of sickness or affliction that's binding this audience, that's binding these people, every spirit of unbelief, I'm saying, depart from the people in the name of Jesus Christ.
Toyo no se pe akodapa o eni on kede wa eyin tun akodapa o e ko yin wiwa delay e dogbon e dojile eyin mi do nu e lo bo undo dido nu yeyanyan azonton dopodopo alo uveton e do jose togun e lo blawele e do me e lo le blawele e ye nu manditon dopodopo undo di do we doji mi jo meledo do niko Jesu Christu tome.
Now we know it is written, and now it's been said, let it be done to the honor and glory of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, it's asked.
Dion mi tundo eko wula bo eka dodi nini wiwa no ye yi podo susu ma uton pa bo do ni ko Jesus Christ me we eyin biobio de.
Now you that can believe and do believe, no matter what happens, don't have to be the seed drop there, that little something inside of you, that voice.
Dion mi me si hu pe obo de nu le bo ka de nu nu gbo o nu de bu na bo je o bo ma na tin awe a nukuo ko jai je fine nupe bi eniyan do ko menu mi gbe eniyan.
Parent of this child, no matter what the condition of the child is, you believe the seed of God dropped into your heart and that boy will get well. The rest of you is praying one for another. Do you believe that the seed of God dropped into your heart, my sickness is finished?
Menjito vie lo ton e de bo ni no me vie lo ton de gbon e o anandi nundo nukun ma uton ko jai bio ayi emi ton me do azona gbonu vie lo a mi me po bodo de ho we nu no so mi ton le mi mi ka di nundo nukun ma uton ko jai je ayi emi ton me azonte ko vo a.
And the prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Drive down that post, and if Satan ever tries, you come right back standing in that Spanish church that Sunday morning. The prayer of faith was prayed for me, and God promised.
Amen.
Eko hoda ene eko kodo ndiri poe numi mi kuhu wa tenonten eneo bo enye satan kale tenkong bele un. Mi leko wa ble undoji do te do espa yun lesin agun eneyon meyon do akuno zangwe zanzaneyon eko hode eneye eko kodo ndi kwe numi bo ma uko dakpa.
The prayer of faith shall save the sick and God shall raise him up. It has to come to pass. Do you believe it? Say amen. God bless you. Now I'll turn the service back to Brother Rose, I suppose, your brother Jewel Rose.
Now we stand and sing.
Dene eho, po nudi kwe yo, na hule azizono legan, bo ma u nambolo bo, ye nanje te. Edo nanje, mi kadinu na, mi do ami, ma u ni dache minji, di yon unanso si senzo da sinu novisunu Rose. Ondi do, edo fi, novisunu Jewel Rose.